on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone. The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Quite possibly one of the biggest nights of the year here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all night long as the Salem Red Sox are on the road ready to take on the Fredericksburg Nationals. And you might ask, why is it one of the biggest nights of the year? Well, the headliner, of course, Dylan Cruz, second overall pick to the Washington Nationals, is in town, and he makes his single-A debut for the Fred Nats tonight, a team that has been red-hot as of late. Winners 6 of their last 10. They have won their last 4 ball games, all of which were in this very series against the Salem Red Sox. Pure dominance across the board, to be completely honest with you. Game number 1 saw a 5-1 win for the Fred Nats. Game number 2 was even better for Fredericksburg on Wednesday night. They won it 7-1. We took a break on Thursday night. Rain halted us, played a doubleheader yesterday, and the Fredericksburg Nationals continued their dominance, winning game number 1 of the doubleheader 8-2, and then game number 2 last night in a 7-2 win, which really was almost a turning point for the Red Sox. Game felt a lot closer than maybe some had expected going in. Yordani Monegro was very strong on the hill for the Red Sox. Ended up with 5 strikeouts in the outing, and then things just started to slip away. Luis De La Rosa and Jonathan Brand certainly did the best that they could, but the game winner ended up being a huge 3-RBI triple off the barrel of the second round draft pick, Yoandy Morales, out of the University of Miami. In the 6th inning, in a 7-inning game, he absolutely ripped one into the corner in left field to score 3, and the Fred Nats never looked back. But really, the score doesn't do last night justice how close that ball game was. This has been a week that the Fred Nats have not seen all year long. This pure dominance, this confident baseball, they've been solid. But in the month of July in particular, they were a team that struggled. And in the second half, found themselves at the bottom of the Carolina League North. Well, not anymore. 7 draft picks have come up this week for the Fredericksburg Nationals, 4 of which made their debut on Tuesday night to open up the series, 5 of which have played up to this point. And Dylan Cruz is the headliner who makes his debut tonight. Golden Spikes Award winner, the best player in all of college baseball, a national champion at Louisiana State University with the Tigers. He was the face of that franchise for the last 3 years and dominated the sport of college baseball. He hit .426 his senior year at LSU en route to a national championship and being the best player in all of college baseball. And he is here tonight. He bats second. And it hasn't been just him. This is his first appearance in the series. Andrew Pinckney has been the guy that is unbelievable. 4th-round draft pick out of the University of Alabama. In his time with the Crimson Tide, he was a star. And he's been a star here this week as well. 6 of 11. He has 4 runs batted in. He has 2 doubles. Andrew Pinckney, despite being the 4th-round pick, and there's some guys picked higher than him that are in this lineup, has been the stud this week. Yo-Yo Morales right behind him. 5 for 14
on the week. 6 RBIs to his name as well. But the Red Sox have had some bats come around. Cutter Coffey missed the first 3 games of this series. He did end up going last night, and crazy because he missed the first 3 games after deflecting and fouling a ball into his left knee on Sunday last week against the Lynchburg Hillcats. He missed 3 games, was able to recover, regroup, and come into the ball game yesterday, and then he was hit by a pitch on the other knee. So he has bruises in the same spot on the inside part of both of his knees, but Cutter Coffey is in the lineup tonight. Mikey Romero is batting second. He's a guy that is seeing it really, really well for the Red Sox. Lita behind home plate will get into the lineup shortly, but it is a good look for the Red Sox, and both teams have 2 of their best pitchers on the hill as well. We'll step aside, take a short break here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium when we come back. It's the injury report and the starting lineups before we take one more conclusion and get you ready for first pitch. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. A huge night on tap in Fredericksburg.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's starting 9. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Almost time for first pitch here on a huge night at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all night long. Let's get you set for tonight's ball game with your injury reports and your starting lineup. Injury report for the Red Sox. Well, good news. Cutter Coffey, who has kind of been day-to-day, took a pitch to the opposite knee that has been bothering him last night. Has a big bruise on the inside part of both of his knees. But after being evaluated following BP today, again, he worked with the training crew, did a whole pregame routine. He has been cleared to go, and Cutter Coffey is in the lineup for the Red Sox. So certainly good news on the injury report for Salem. Let's go ahead and get you started with the starting lineups. First for the Red Sox at the top of the order in right field, it's the man on a rehab assignment down from the Greenville Drive, Gilberto Jimenez. Bats first for the Sox. In the 2 spot at shortstop, Mikey Romero for Salem. Batting third, the designated hitter tonight, Cutter Coffey, is in the lineup. In left field, batting cleanup, Alexis Hernandez, followed by in the 5 hole, Justinson Garcia playing in center field tonight. And Dersolita bats sixth. He is behind home plate catching this evening. Lionel James is at third. And then in the 8 hole, it's John Frank Salazar coming off the heels of a career night last night. He's playing at second base. And at the bottom of the order, the first baseman, Big Al, Albert Feliz, rounds out the batting order for the Red Sox. Jedickson Paez gets the nod on the hill for the Red Sox tonight. The right-hander, who has been pretty darn good for the Salem Red Sox as of late, out of Tinakio, Venezuela. And now on the other side for the Fredericksburg Nationals, top of the order, 4th-round draft pick out of the University of Alabama, Andrew Pinckney, who's been the star of this series, batting second. Number 14, the man that everybody in a sold-out crowd is here to see tonight, LSU Golden Spikes Award winner, national champion Dylan Cruz in center field. Number 3 in the lineup for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Yoandy Morales, 2nd-round draft pick out of the University of Miami. Batting cleanup, Leandro Emiliani playing at first. The designated hitter, Royce Marquintana. And batting sixth, it's Marcus Brown, the shortstop out of Oklahoma State. Batting seventh, Wilmer Perez catches behind home plate tonight. Armando Cruz batting eighth at second base. Bottom of the order for the Fred Nats. Tuta, as they call him, Jonathan Thomas, is out in left field. Harleen Susana, the Nationals' top pitching prospect, is on the hill tonight. And the righty can absolutely deal. Triple digits on the velocity off the right arm of Harleen Susana, who the Red Sox, though, have bested throughout the year. We step aside one more time here at Fredericksburg Nationals Park, Virginia Credit Union Stadium. When we come back, first pitch on tap in Fredericksburg. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
The final notes of the national anthem here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on an absolutely beautiful night for baseball in Northern Virginia. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals hosting the Salem Red Sox, as the Fred Nats have already clinched a six-game series, winning the first four games of the series, but game number five on tap tonight. And the headline, the storyline, the reason why everybody is here in a sold-out Virginia Credit Union Stadium is number two in the batting order for the Fred Nats, Dylan Cruz. The best player in all of college baseball, Golden Spikes Award winner, LSU product, national champion, and one of the biggest prospects in the entire sport. One of the biggest names. He's here tonight, and he's ready to make his single-A debut. First, the Red Sox will bat, though. Gilberto Jimenez will get us going in right field, followed by Mikey Romero at short. Cutter Coffey bats third, the designated hitter, and they are ready to face the incredibly powerful right-handed pitcher, Harlene Susanna, who throws triple-digit velocity, tops out at 103 on his fastball. Works the fastball more than any pitch by far, really. 70 to 80% fastball, but when you throw it that fast at this level, why mix it up, right? Harlene Susanna, though, his kryptonite this year has been the Red Sox as he dons a Superman jersey here tonight at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. He's allowed 5 earned runs in 9 games versus the Red Sox so far in 2023. Harlene Susanna on the hill. And Fredericksburg Nationals wearing, like I mentioned, Superman jerseys tonight. It is kind of a red bottom of it with a yellow belt to it. And then a blue jersey with yellow numbers, a red outline, reads Frednats across the front. And they do call them their specialty Superman jerseys. Tonight's jerseys are going to be auctioned off after the ball game down in the lobby. And the guesstimation is that Dylan Cruz's jersey could go upwards of $20,000 or more. Brady House went big time last year. And Brady House, he's a big, big name, don't get me wrong, especially in the Nationals organization, but Dylan Cruz is one of the biggest names in all of baseball. Here's the left-handed hitting Gilberto Jimenez on a rehab assignment with the Red Sox from Greenville. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. He takes a fastball high and away, 93 on the gun, and the count is 1-0. Just like that, we are underway here in Fredericksburg. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, lifted high into the air, out into shallow left field. Underneath it is Thomas. He ranges back to his left, makes the pinch for out number one, sitting down Jimenez. Just 2 pitches in, Gilberto Jimenez flies out to left field, got underneath of that fastball. And there's one gone for Mikey Romero, the shortstop who is seeing it well this week for the Red Sox. Mikey has talked about in BP how his confidence is really at an all-time high in a lot of ways. Feels like he's barreling it up very well. The first pitch. He chops one down the right field line. It will stay fair. Emiliani easily picks it up, tosses to the covering Susanna for out number two, and that is not how Mikey Romero wanted to start this ball game. First pitch swinging. 3 pitches in. There are 2 gone here in the first. Susanna dealing early. 3-1 put out if you're scoring at home. It's Cutter Coffey, the designated hitter, stepping in the right-handed batter's box. Coffey was day-to-day going into today. First pitch on the way. He pulls back on a pitch that misses downstairs, and appeal down the first base side, and Michael Corbett, the field umpire, says that he did not go. Chris Janke behind home plate, 1-0 to Coffey. He swings and rips one down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Morales. Long throw across the diamond is in time to a splitting Emiliani. And the Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3. The Frednats have made it look easy all series long, and they do it again to start out this beautiful Saturday night in Fredericksburg. On the other side, top of the order, it's Andrew Pinckney, Dylan Cruz, and Yoandy Morales. Boy, you'd think it's a collegiate all-star game. With that lineup, we go to the bottom of the first. After this, in Fredericksburg. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Picture-perfect night for baseball here in Northern Virginia. Just about an hour and 15 minutes down the highway from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the home of the Washington Nationals and the father club of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Big stud in the lineup, batting second tonight for the Fred Nats, Dylan Cruz, the second overall draft pick in this year's MLB player draft. He bats second, but it's Andrew Pinckney, who's been the red-hot star so far this series, that will take the plate before him. Fourth-round pick out of the University of Alabama. Pinckney digs in, and we have a sold-out crowd on hand here in Fredericksburg. 82-degree temperatures, sun setting here in Northern Virginia. First pitch to Pinckney. He swings and misses on an 88-mile-an-hour slider that's low and out of the zone. The count nothing and one. It's Jedickson Paez on the hill tonight for the Red Sox. The righty deals 0-1. Swing and a miss again. He got him with that same slider, put it in the same spot, and it's nothing and two. Paez out of Tinaquillo, Venezuela, steps off the bag, grabs some rosin, wipes off his hand on his right pant leg. Now toes the rubber once again. Righty on righty matchup, 0-2 the count for the red hot Pinckney. Here's the pitch, and he takes a fastball high, and the count is 1-2. Paez, an international free agent, acquired in January of 2021 by the Red Sox. The righty deals, 1-2 on the way. Swing and a fly ball, tailing foul down the right field line. 1-2, Pinckney stays alive. Paez has been electric for the Red Sox as of late, struggled early on in the year and has really developed his game. He stares in, kicks and deals the 1-2. Swing and a ripper into left field, down for a base hit. Andrew Pinckney continues to be on an absolute tear this week in Fredericksburg. 6 for 11 going into the at-bat in three games with two doubles and four RBIs. Now mark him 7 for 12. Unbelievable. Base hit and a leadoff base runner for the Fred Nats. And here's the man everybody's been waiting for, Dylan Cruz. Second overall draft pick in the MLB player draft. First pitch to Cruz. He swings, rips it down the left field line. It's gloved by James. Tossed to second is there. Fired to first in time. And they got him. Double play as Cruz actually fell down the first base line. A tough way to start. In his single-A debut, he still gets an applause from the Fredericksburg faithful. And there are two gone. A hard hit ground ball gloved by James. And the Red Sox turn two. 5-4-3, and there's two gone for Yoandy Morales. The righty, the first pitch. He swings, and he chops one to Romero at short. It's gloved. The throw to first is low, but in time. Albert Feliz able to grab it off the dirt, and the Red Sox sit them down with an unconventional 1-2-3. Well, the top three guys in this organization right now at the top of the order are sat down 1-2-3 despite Pinckney's leadoff single. We are still scoreless. Top of the second on tap for you after this in Fredericksburg.
Every year for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome back here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, scoreless after one complete inning of play between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. The Red Sox will go 4-5-6. Alexis Hernandez to lead us off. The first pitch, he takes a breaking ball that falls into the zone in the upper portion, matter of fact, and the count now nothing and one. Susana deals the 0-1 pitch. Taken again, this time a slider finds the zone on the outside corner, and it's nothing and two for Hernandez. The righty deals, 0-2. Swing and a dribbler that trickles foul down the left field line. This one deflected right off his own ankle. Luckily, he wears that protective guard, but Hernandez does call time, adjust his batting gloves, and steps in. And he said he could not wait for a night like this. He said, this is the kind of night I prepare my whole life for, to play in front of a sold-out crowd like this. 0-2 is called strike three. Got him looking on a slider right in the middle of the zone, and there's one gone here in the top of the second. Boy, a tough pitch to take if you're Hernandez. Disgusting movement by Harleen Susana. And there's one gone here in the top of two. First strikeout of the night for the top pitching prospect in the Nationals organization. It brings up Justinson Garcia, the center fielder. First pitch is taken way inside. A fastball that shimmies him off the plate at 92, and it's 1-0. Susana can deal 103 top-out speed, the 1-0. Taken again. This time it's a breaking ball that falls into the zone, 1-1. And this is not what we expected. Talking to hitting coach Anderson Paulino for the Red Sox, he said it was fastball all day. The 1-1 is cranked down the right field line. Scooped up by Emiliani. He steps on the first base bag for out number two. Justinson Garcia grounds out to first base, and there are two gone here in the top of the second for the catcher, Anderson Lira, batting sixth in the order for the Red Sox, who were sat down 1-2-3 in the first inning. Lira hitless so far in this series in game number five, looking to get into a groove. First pitch, he takes a slider away outside of the zone, and the count now 1-0. And yeah, like I was saying, Nelson Paulino said 80 to 90% fastball. The 1-0 is drubbed foul as it deflects off his own foot again. Goes into fair territory, but foul all day long, and it's 1-1 for Lira. He wanted his guys to be fastball ready right off the bat. Not necessarily to swing on the first pitch, but to be ready for first pitch fastballs. And Susana has not done that yet. The 1-1 taken inside on a 92-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2-1. Just a hair off the plate inside to Lira. Righty-on-righty matchup, the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He fooled him with a curveball at 80 on the gun that was low and out of the zone. And it's 2-2. Again, this is more breaking balls than we have seen Susana throw all year against the Red Sox. The righty kicks, deals 2-2. Taken low and away. 96-mile-an-hour fastball out of the zone. And the count full at 3-2. A little bit of Enter Sandman here in a jam-packed house. Payoff pitch. Cranked foul. Tailing into the seats down the right field line. And alive on a full count is the young Ender Solita. Elevated to the Red Sox about a month into the season, the first true elevation that we saw in Salem after Ronald Rosario went up to Greenville. The 3-2. This is smashed out into shallow right field, giving chases Pinckney. The right fielder makes the pinch in right center field for out number three. So Anderson Lira flies out to the Alabama product in Andrew Pinckney, who is the only player to register a hit for either team tonight. Still scoreless after an inning and a half here in Fredericksburg. We go to the bottom of the second after this. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
4-5-6 for the Fred Nats here in the bottom of the second. Still a scoreless ball game in Fredericksburg between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Jedickson Paez on the hill for the Red Sox, coming off of one of his best games of the season. Like we mentioned, he really struggled at the beginning of the year and now has emerged to being what I would call the second ace for the Sox. It's hard to take that away from Yordani Monegro. He is the best pitcher in the starting rotation, but Jedickson Paez is right there underneath him. The Tinaquillo Venezuelan native, 3-4 on the year with a 3.7 ERA, 51 and a third. How about this strikeout to walk ratio, folks? 50 Ks to 8 walks. That's a guy that can locate. Here's Leandro Emiliani, the lefty. The first pitch is taken downstairs, 87 on a slider out of the zone, and the count 1-0. Paez against Lynchburg last time around. He got the win on the 29th of July in Salem. Went six complete innings. He deals the 1-0. This is swung on, chopped down the right field line. Gloved by Albert Feliz. Underhand toss to a covering Paez. And there's one gone as it sits down Leandro Emiliani. 3-1 put out if you're scoring at home. It'll bring up the designated hitter, Royce Mar-Quintana, who myself, the Fredericksburg Nationals broadcasters the other night at dinner were joking, it is a matter of time until he just crushes one this week. He's been so close a handful of times. Very powerful right-handed bat. The first pitch is on the way. He takes a ball just inside on a curveball at 75, and the count now 1-0. In those six innings last time around for Paez, gave up just one hit, five strikeouts in the outing, no runs. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. That was right in the middle of the zone, and the count 1-1. Emiliani playing at first tonight, was banged up earlier in the week. He's A-OK. The 1-1. Taken downstairs and away on a breaking ball. The count 2-1. And before that, back-to-back seven strikeout outings for Jedickson Paez against Delmarva and Down East, respectively. He deals 2-1. Taken inside again. Three balls and a strike. 86 on a slider out of the zone. Solid at-bat here for Royce Mar-Quintana, the designated hitter. 3-1 pitch on the way. He takes downstairs ball four on a curveball. One of the few walks that Jedickson Paez has allowed this year. Just his ninth in 59 innings pitched. Royce Mar-Quintana is at first, and it is now the second base runner of the night for the Fred Nats. Brings up Marcus Brown, the fifth-round draft pick out of Oklahoma State, the former Cowboy. Turns in the smoke gray, black, and orange for now Fredericksburg National navy blue and red. Ready on lefty, the pitch. Misses downstairs, 86 on a slider, 1-0. Paez, go about 35 to 40% fastball, really works the slider. Probably his most predominant pitch, goes with a curveball and a changeup as well. The righty deals, 1-0. Taken downstairs and in on a breaking ball. It's 2-0, and all of a sudden, Jedickson Paez struggling to locate a little bit here. Walked the last batter in Royce Mar-Quintana, the DH. He's aboard at first. One gone, runner on first, scoreless ball game here in the bottom of two at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 2-0 pitch. This is chopped down the right field line, gloved by Feliz. He turns, throws to second. It's there. Throw back to first, and they got him. A beautiful double play to end the inning by the Red Sox. Albert Feliz gets it to the shortstop, Mikey Romero, covering second. He got it back to first base, and the Red Sox sit him down with another double play. The second one executed by this infield defense tonight. We're still scoreless as we go to the top of the third here in Freddy.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
One of the biggest nights of the season here in Fredericksburg, a sold-out Virginia Credit Union Stadium to see Dylan Cruz and all of his 2023 MLB player draft friends. And the Red Sox are trying to play spoiler tonight. Had a conversation with pretty much everybody in the clubhouse, and the vibe just seems to be, hey, let's be giant killers tonight. Let's go out there, quiet the crowd early. The Red Sox, defensively anyways, have done just that. Just one hit for the Fred Nats. Two double plays by this Red Sox infield. The last one was very unconventional. 3-6-1, and it ended the inning. Red Sox go 7-8-9. Here's Lionel James, the first pitch. He takes a called strike that deflects off the glove of Perez behind home plate. Still called a strike by the home plate umpire Chris Janke, and it's nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Taken again. This time another called strike right at the top of the zone on a slider, and it's nothing and two. The righty Harleen Susanna really working in the breaking ball today, the 0-2. Yanked foul, and I think this might have hit Albert Feliz. He's A-OK. I mean, he has tree trunk legs, but he's standing right in that gap, the opening of the Red Sox dugout, and it totally tattooed him on the leg. He'll have a bruise. He laughs it off. Definitely can't feel good. The most muscular dude in that clubhouse. So if it's going to hit anybody, I guess luckily it is Big Al. Still nothing in two for Lionel James. Here's the pitch. He swings and he chops one foul that trickles forward into fair territory. Still nothing and two. And that's one thing that you got to give the Red Sox credit for this week. All of them have been good at elongating at-bats, sticking in there, being pesky. James doing that here. Susanna kicks and deals, 0-2. Taken high and away on a fastball at 93, and the count is 1-2. And that is kind of the downfall here with Susanna, the Nats' top pitching prospect. The argument is he can't really locate yet, the 1-2. Taken low and in on a slider, and it's 2-2. Such powerful velocity. Max is out 103. I've seen him hit triple digits in person. His fastest today, 94, the 2-2. Swing and a miss on a curveball in the dirt. It's dropped by Perez. He tags Lionel James for the first out, and it's strikeout number two for Harleen Susanna. Brings up the eight-hole hitter for the Red Sox, second baseman John Frank Salazar, who went into yesterday batting below 100. I mean, he had struggled mightily. Just one hit in 3 weeks here in Salem. He went a triple shy of the cycle yesterday. A home run, a double, a single. The first pitch, he pulls back a bunt formation on a 96-mile-an-hour heater, missing low and away, and it's 1-0. Man, there's not an empty seat here tonight. 1-0. He takes a strike, 92 on a fastball that is actually left right over the heart of the plate. Certainly a pitch he could have swung at. It's 1-1. The pitch. Misses downstairs, 81 on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike for John Frank Salazar. Ended up 3-for-4, and unfortunately for him was the final out in the seventh inning last night. Otherwise, he would have been 3-for-3. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a 92-mile-an-hour heater to even up the count at 2-2. Salazar steps out, calls time. He will readjust his helmet. One of the few guys for the Red Sox, no matter night or day, that wears sunglasses, always has those shades on underneath that helmet. 2-2. Swung on, chopped foul down the left field line. And alive at 2-2 is John Frank Salazar. Big Al, Albert Feliz on deck in the nine hole for the Sox, then to the top of the order with Gilberto Jimenez. The righty deals, 2-2. Taken outside on a fastball out of the zone, 3-2, and that, again, is a display of that. When he throws it at his hardest tonight, 94, 95, 96, it has typically been out of the zone. When he slows it down at 91 or 92, he can locate it a little bit better. Payoff pitch. Salazar takes upstairs and away. A great at-bat for John Frank Salazar. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball out of the zone, and Salazar walks to first. Fantastic at-bat for John Frank, who continues to develop and has really come around in just the last couple of nights. Talking with hitting coach Nelson Paulino, he said the difference last night was his plate discipline. You saw it right there. Here's Albert Feliz, the first pitch. Misses outside on a fastball, and the count now 1-0. You know, that was kind of missed. That was in the zone. Chris Jahnke missed that one behind home plate, I will say. But it's a ball and a strike for Big Al. 1-0 pitch on the way. He swings and misses at a curveball. The count 1-1. And you talk about Superman jerseys tonight for the Fred Nats. Well, that's Big Al's kryptonite, a curveball. Really struggles this series against a breaking ball. Loves a good fastball high and away. 1-1. Takes downstairs on a breaking ball in the dirt. And the count now 2-1 for Albert Feliz, who's homered in this series. One of the bright spots for the Red Sox. Has had a hit in multiple outings this series. Kind of used as a second leadoff man in the nine hole tonight. He's been busy at first base defensively as well. Susanna deals the 2-1. Misses inside. 92 on a fastball. Big Al is seeing it today. Have to think a breaking ball's coming. That has been what Albert Feliz has swung at all series long. The scouting report was out after game number one or two. Pickoff over to first, and John Frank Salazar is in there standing up. Boy, got to be careful. That one almost got away from Emiliani, the first baseman. Would have gave Salazar second base, maybe even third, depending on how far it went. Instead, Emiliani makes a good adjustment. It's a 3-1 count for Albert Feliz. Here's the pitch. He takes high and away. It gets away off the glove of Perez. It was a walk anyway. Salazar still kind of dancing between second and third. He'll retreat back to second. Again, that was a live ball. The ball is live on a walk. Albert Feliz takes first. Back-to-back walks surrendered by Harleen Susanna, and the Red Sox have first and second. And now a slight pitcher's mound visit taking place. Just Perez up there having a word with his man Harleen Susanna, as well as the pitching coach in Jason Lord for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Those three congregating on top of the rubber. No infield meeting here, just those three. And here comes home plate umpire Chris Jahnke to break up the party. The Fredericksburg Nationals, for whatever reason, because the Red Sox have not by any stretch of the imagination have had a bad season. Matter of fact, they are very much in the mix still. Especially before this series, they were very much in the mix for the top of the Carolina League North. But the Fred Nats have, again, you go back to that word kryptonite, they've been their kryptonite. Top of the order for the Sox, Jimenez takes a fastball way inside, and the count now 1-0. Gilberto Jimenez playing in right field, batting first for the Red Sox. He has runners on first and second with one gone. In a scoreless ball game here in the top of the third. Brady on lefty. The 1-0 pitch. Cranked foul. Back to the netting, and the count 1-1. So the Fred Nats lead the season series 11-4 over the Red Sox in 2023, outscoring Salem 80-44 this year. 1-1 pitch, taken downstairs and in as he has to pull his legs away from a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count 2-1 for Gilberto Jimenez. Brought down here to Salem on a rehab assignment, and now home plate umpire Chris Janke is giving Jimenez first base. Maybe catcher's interference. Taking a look at the replay here, or they might be saying it hit him. And they're saying this hit his pant leg, is what they're saying. Jimenez didn't even really try and sell it, but Chris Janke gives it to him. And just like that, with one gone, the base is loaded here for the Red Sox. And Mikey Romero. Boy, what a bizarre. I mean, I'm looking at the replay. I don't think this hit him. I don't think at all. I think that Jimenez pulled his legs away in time. Jimenez didn't even try and sell it. And yet Chris Janke just told him it was a hit by pitch and sent him to first base. What a massive spot for Mikey Romero, who this is the guy talking to him before the ball game during BP was probably more amped up for this game than anybody in that Red Sox clubhouse. And the energy is high in that clubhouse tonight. But Mikey Romero said the words, I want there to be a lot of people out there tonight, but I want them to be quiet. Mikey Romero wanted to be the one to make this sold-out crowd quiet. They're all here to see Dylan Cruz. Romero with an opportunity to put runs on the board early here in the top of the third for the Red Sox. Bases loaded, the first pitch. This is a called strike, 0-1. And you got to think, if you're Mikey Romero, yeah, Dylan Cruz, one of the biggest names in baseball. Well, I'm a first-round draft pick as well. Picked last year, pick number 14 to the Red Sox a year ago. 1-0, called strike. Romero looks at back-to-back breaking balls that find the zone. He calls time, steps on out. Couple of practice hacks for Mikey Romero, and he digs back on in. And I'll correct myself, 0-2 the count, excuse me. Bases loaded, the righty deals. Breaking ball misses outside, 82, and the count now 1-2. Mikey Romero seeing it as of late. Went 1-for-4 in game one, but just felt like he had something going. Was really barreling the ball well. A couple of unlucky breaks. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ripper, high into the air, out to deep left field. Going back is Thomas. He makes the catch on the warning track. It'll be deep enough to score Salazar, and the Red Sox are up 1-0. A really well-hit baseball by Mikey Romero, one of the best we've seen him hit all week long, and that's what he's talking about. He's seeing it, he's feeling it, and it's a sacrifice fly out to left field. 1-0 Red Sox. That's just an example of absolutely doing your job if you're Mikey Romero. Doing exactly what he wanted to do. See this sold-out crowd? Be quiet. Here's Cutter Coffey, the righty, the first pitch. Taken inside on a breaking ball. The count now 1-0 for Cutter Coffey. Into the lineup tonight. Weren't sure if he was going to go right before the game. He got the nod. The DH, 1-0. Misses downstairs and away on a slider out of the zone. And the count now 2 balls, no strikes for Cutter Coffey. Grounded out to third his first time around. Batting third for the Red Sox. 1-0 Red Sox lead, 2 gone here in the top of 3. 2-0. Taken inside on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball just a hair off the plate. And the count 3-0 for Cutter Coffey. His plate discipline has been strong all year. 45 walks, 3-0. This is a called strike right at the knees, 92 on a fastball. And the count 3-1. And Coffey kind of just shakes his head. And that was about half in, half out of the zone. Janke calls it a strike. The 3-1 pitch. Taken for a strike once again. 93 on a fastball. Inside corner is painted beautifully by Harleen Susanna. And it's a full count for Cutter Coffey. First and second for the Red Sox. 2 gone, a 1-0 lead in the top of 3. Payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive right to the first baseman, Emiliani. He leaps into the air, makes the catch at first base to end the inning. The Red Sox grab one. A sacrifice fly from Mikey Romero scores John Frank Salazar. It is 1-0 Red Sox. We go to the bottom of the third after this in Fredericksburg.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
1-0, the Red Sox on top as we go to the home half of the third inning here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. A picture-perfect, cloudless, sunny night for baseball here in Nova. Jedickson Paez enters his third inning of work for the Red Sox. He has unconventionally sat down the Fred Nats 1-2-3 in the first two innings. He will face 7-8-9 in the batting order. It's Wilmer Perez, Armando Cruz, and Tuta, as they call him in the nine hole, Jonathan Thomas. Wilmer Perez, the catcher, playing for just the second time in this series. He digs in the right-handed batter's box. We're moments away from getting this thing going here in the bottom of three. Biggest crowd of this season here in Fredericksburg, an absolute sellout. The first pitch misses just inside, 81 on a slider, and the count now 1-0. Paez gave up a hit in the first, a walk in the second. Two double plays by the Red Sox infield got him out of the inning. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count now 1-1. Golfed at a breaking ball low out of the zone. A ball and a strike for Wilmer Perez. Two double plays tonight already in two innings for this Red Sox defense. 1-1 pitch. Chopped foul back behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Again, Perez just kind of poking his bat out in front of that low curveball. This time it was in the zone, and he faces a 1-2 count. Paez looking for his first strikeout. The righty kicks, deals the 1-2. Misses just a hair inside on a curveball, and the count now 2-2. Infield for the Red Sox, Lionel James at third, Mikey Romero at short, John Frank Salazar at second, Albert Feliz at first. And Ursa Lita behind home plate. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider low out of the zone. And it's his first strikeout of the night. Great way to start the bottom of three against the seven-hole Wilmer Perez if you're Jedickson Paez. We go to number eight in the order for the Fred Nats, Armando Cruz. Playing at second tonight, has played short most of this series. First pitch on the way to the Speed Demon. He swings and misses on a high fastball, and the count 0-1. Not a power hitter by any means, but boy, is he blazing fast. Has come on as of late. The 0-1 pitch. Swings and fouls it into the seats down the right field line. And the count now 0-2 for Armando Cruz. The 205 hitter with 23 RBIs. He's walked 27 times. Has homered just twice. Paez looking for strikeout number two. Would be two in a row. He kicks, deals 0-2. Misses downstairs and away on a breaking ball out of the zone, and it's 1-2. Not a bad pitch. Trying to get Armando Cruz to chase on an 0-2 count. The righty deals. 1-2 on the way. Skips up in the dirt. Gloved by Lira. Breaking ball downstairs. And it's 2-2. Cruz again. 27 walks on the year. Will not swing at much outside of the zone. Paez offers. 2-2. Swing and a chopper. Romero charges ahead from short. He gloves. Fires to first to a leaning Albert Feliz. And they got him. Two gone here in the bottom of three for the nine-hole hitter, Tuta, as they call him, Jonathan Thomas. Romero's been busy. That is his second putout of the night. Albert Feliz has been in almost every play, a part of two double plays. A couple of balls hit his way as well where he has underhanded to a covering Jedickson Paez. Here's the righty, Tuta. Righty on righty, the first pitch. He waves and misses at a slider at 86. That's on the outside corner. A great pitch from Jedickson Paez, and it's 0-1. Paez deals the 0-1 pitch. Misses downstairs and away, and the count now 1-1. The Fred Nats have sold their second highest amount of tickets in ballpark history with Dylan Cruz's debut tonight. 1-1 pitch. Misses downstairs, and the count now 2-2. Breaking ball out of the zone. 2-1 for JT. The only game that has surpassed tonight was Steven Strasburg's rehab start last year, and they're within 300 tickets. 2-1. This is roped out into left field, down for a base hit. Two-out single for Tuta as he pumps the brakes at first. Backpedals back to the first base bag, and the Fred Nats have their second hit of the night. Still crazy to believe that Steven Strasburg came here for a rehab start at the single-A level, but it makes sense. An hour down the road from Washington, D.C., his home, the home of the Washington Nationals, why not have him here? Beautiful ballpark, sold a lot of tickets. This game within 300 tickets of that, though. Here's the leadoff man, Andrew Pinckney, top of the order. First pitch. Runner goes. Pitch misses down and away. Pitch throw to second, and it's not in time. Stolen bag for the speed demon, Jonathan Thomas. And it'll be a 1-0 count for Andrew Pinckney. Pinckney singled in his first at-bat, was cut down in a double play over at second. He's been red hot this series, 6-11 coming into tonight. Now he's 7-12, 1-0. Swung on, lifted into the air, shallow center field. Garcia is there to make the pinch right at his hip. Almost grabbed it right into his hip pocket for out number three. Well, a base hit for JT. Nothing out of it for the Fred Nats. Still a 1-0 Red Sox lead. We go to the top of four after this in Fredericksburg.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Harleen Susanna remains on the hill for
today's
the Fredericksburg Nationals as we get you going for the top half of the fourth. It's a 1-0 Red Sox lead in front of a sold-out crowd at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 4-5-6 due up for the Red Sox. Alexis Hernandez batting cleanup tonight in left field. Justinson Garcia and then Endurso Lira. Alexis Hernandez digs on in. The righty struck out looking his first time around. It was the first of two strikeouts for Susana tonight. He's dealt 46 pitches already. Here's number 47, and it's taken downstairs and away. The count 1-0. 47 pitches, top of the fourth, steady pace, the 1-0. Taken way inside as Alexis Hernandez calls time, really had to pull away from a fastball at 89. More of a two-seamer that had some splitting movement to it. And the count 2-0. Hernandez looked as if he saw a ghost calling time. 2-0 on the way. He waves and misses at a 93-mile-an-hour heater. It's 2-1. Alexis looking for that high fastball. 2-1 on the way. Well, there's a high fastball, but it misses high and away. Looked in for ball number three. Three balls and a strike for Alexis Hernandez, the power-hitting righty. Here's the pitch. He swings and tips one right off his own shin. How many times have the Red Sox done that, not only tonight, but in this series as a whole? And the count worked full. Yeah, as we look at the replay, he spiked it right off the dirt into his knee, and he digs back in. Payoff pitch to Hernandez. Swing and a dribbler foul back behind home plate. Alive at 3-2 is Alexis. Was red hot. In 2 weeks was batting, I kid you not, above .500 for the Red Sox. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ripper through for a base hit into right field. Alexis Hernandez leads off the top of the fourth with a single for the Red Sox. Nothing better than a leadoff knock if you're Salem in a week that has been so hard to come by, that right there. Leadoff base runners, and tonight they have had that. Brings up Justinson Garcia, the center fielder, another righty for the Red Sox, a guy that was on an absolute tear last week. Against the Lynchburg Hillcats, he hit two home runs, was a triple shy of the cycle in game two of that series. The first pitch, he swings and he rifles one right to the shortstop, Brown, tossed to second there, fire to first, not in time. Justinson Garcia beats it out. It was a soft ground ball to Brown, which allowed Garcia to leg that one out. They do cut down Alexis Hernandez at second for the first out, and Garcia is aboard with a fielder's choice. Really best case scenario on that ball being put in play. If that ball's hit just a little bit harder off the bat, it probably ends up being turned for two. Just 79 miles an hour exit velocity. Here's Endurso Lira, a pickoff over to first. In there safely is Garcia. One gone, runner on first, top of the fourth. Red Sox lead it 1-0. The mojo in that clubhouse silenced this sellout crowd. Pitch, swung on, this one lifted high into the air. Shallow right center, it's going to drop for a bloop single. Taking off from second to third is Garcia, and the Red Sox have runners on the corners. And look at that, Endurso Lira puts his arms up into the air, and he does the sign of the cross pointing up to the sky. As that just felt like a weight lifted off his shoulders. He was 0-for in this series, hitless against the Fred Nats in four games, and here in game five, he ends up with a bloop single. One gone, runners on the corners here for the Red Sox for Lionel James, the third baseman that struck out swinging in the third. First pitch, he takes a pitch that hits the catcher Perez right between his chest protector and his face mask. He appears to be okay, scoops up the ball. A couple of oohs and ahs from the crowd. Take a look at the replay, and yeah, deflected right off his mitt into his chest protector and his face guard. Nothing and one the count for Lionel James. Home plate umpire Chris Janke says that he went around. And it's 0-1. Runners on first and third for the Sox. 1-0 lead with one gone, top of four. The 0-1. This hit Lionel James. Ooh, right on the hand. He goes down, instantly drops his bat, and he is wincing in pain down on the ground. This hit him on the hand, probably the worst place you can get hit in the batter's box. Here comes the training crew, and you never like to see this. For such an incredibly talented third baseman, Defensively, he's outstanding. Plays a lot of first base as well. Here's Liam Carroll, the training staff. And anytime you see a batter get hit on the hands, you just hold your breath a little bit. Saw a guy get hit on the hands yesterday for the Fredericksburg Nationals. I believe it was Armando Cruz. Might have been Nunez as well. One of the two were hit on the hands. Ended up being okay. Stayed in the ball game. And Lionel James is still down here. Would not be shocked if he exits this game. Took his glove off. Here's the replay. Yeah, I mean, it hit him right on the hand. That ball just crushes his hand in between the wooden barrel of the bat. And, of course, the leather of that baseball. Well, as they attend to Lionel James, we'll take a short break. It'll be bases loaded here with one gone for the Red Sox in the top of the fourth. And James is up. And it looks like he will retreat back to the dugout. They're going to bring somebody in for him. Tough scene. Really, Salem, a team that needs him, but more importantly, a guy that has so much potential. You hate to see injuries set people back. This has been a team plagued with them. Juan Chacon, currently rehabbing a broken hand, underwent successful surgery. Saw him on social media taking practice swings today. So he heads back into the dugout, and somebody will come in his place for the Red Sox on first. You saw Miguel Blaise exit early in the season. Daniel McKelvenny was out for the Red Sox. And it's Luis Ravello who's going to be on first base coming in for Lionel James. So Ravello was going to have an off night tonight. That is no longer. But if you want to look glass half full, obviously you never want to see a guy go down with an injury. If you want to look glass half full, Luis Ravello, a red-hot bat in this series, went 2-for-4 in game number one. Obviously, he will be in the lineup, being used as a pinch runner right now, but I'm sure he will come to the plate. And on top of that, the Red Sox have the bases loaded with one gone for Gianfranco Salazar. Salazar walked in his first at-bat. He ended up scoring the first pitch. He takes a called strike, 91 on a fastball that clips the outside corner. It's nothing and one. Salazar was a triple shy of the cycle a night ago. 0-1. He tips one back into the chest protector of Perez. A fastball at 93, and it's nothing and two. Bases loaded, one gone, top of the fourth. The Red Sox with a chance to really crack this game open in front of a sold-out crowd. Dylan Cruz, the headline. The Red Sox wanted to hush the noise. Can they do it here? Susanna kicks and deals the 0-2. Swing and a sky-high fly ball. Deep left field, and it is gone! For the second night in a row, Gianfranco Salazar tees off. It's a Red Sox grand slam. 5-0, the Red Sox on top here in the top of the fourth. Unbelievable. What a couple of nights for Gianfranco Salazar. 98 miles an hour off the bat. It traveled 386 feet, and it's 5-0 Red Sox. The crowd hushed. Here's the nine hole. Albert Feliz looks at a ball downstairs. 93 on a fastball. 1-0. Unbelievable. 1-0 to Big Al. He swings and rips one into right field for a base hit. Still only one gone, and the Red Sox have a brand new base runner on first in Albert Feliz. Big Al now 1-for-1 with a walk tonight. Where has this been all week for the Red Sox? Harleen Susanna, the top pitching prospect in the organization, has been lights out all year except when facing Salem. 5 earned runs in 9 innings against the Red Sox. The first pitch is taken inside to Gilberto Jimenez. It's 1-0. Back to the top of the order we go with Salem. 1-0 on the way. Swing and a fly ball, tailing foul. into the seats in left, 1-1 for Jimenez. The right fielder has been up twice. He was hit by a pitch back in the third, flew out to left field to lead off the ball game. 5-0 your score, top of four. The righty deals 1-1. Swing and a miss, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Upstairs and in on Jimenez. He whiffs and it's 1-2. Big Al on first, one gone. Jimenez calls time, and that crowd noise, I will say, just felt like it was a lot louder earlier tonight before the Red Sox absolutely took over this ball game. Gianfranco Salazar crushes a grand slam to make it 5-0. 1-2. Swing and a chopper. This is into right field for a base hit. Albert Feliz pulls into second. Back-to-back knocks for the Red Sox, and Mikey Romero will dig in. Again, the Red Sox are all over Harleen Susana. Much action going on in the Fred Nats bullpen, but they have not hit like this in what feels like quite some time, but especially not this week. Well, the young shortstop out of California said he wanted to be the one to silence this crowd. Opportunity for some more. First and second, the first pitch. Swing and a fly ball. This will tail foul into the seats down the left field line. 0-1 for Romero. Sack fly in the third for Mikey. He flew out to left field. It scored Gianfranco Salazar. Back in the third to make it 1-0. It's now 5-0. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Excuse me, that was the 0-1, and it's 0-2 for Mikey Romero. He did his job in the third. It was a well-hit ball, too. Looked like off the bat might have had a chance to escape. Caught at the wall. 0-2. Here's a swing and a fly ball left field. Going back, Thomas, and Tuta makes the catch on the warning track. For the second time tonight, Mikey Romero crushes a ball to left field. That one was 94 off the bat, but instead it's right to a defender. He's still trying to work on that power. That is the biggest part of his game that he wants to develop. And there are finally two gone with runners on first and second and a 5-0 lead for the Sox here in the top of four. Here's Cutter Coffey, 0-2 tonight, the righty. Runners on first and second. The pitch. He takes a called strike, a breaking ball that dips into the zone. 0-1. Cutter with two very sore knees. You can see there's thick padding underneath his pants, his gray pants, red jerseys, navy caps, the 0-1. He takes a slider low and away, and the count now evens up at a ball and a strike. On Sunday against Lynchburg, fouled the ball into his knee, and then last night was hit by a pitch on the other knee. A big bruise in the same spot on each leg. 1-1 pitch. Skies one up into the air. It'll stay in the infield. Popped up underneath it is Cruz, the second baseman. He makes the pinch to finally end the inning. 5-0 Red Sox as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Gianfranco Salazar tees off for his first career grand slam. Bottom of four after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
What a top half of this inning for the Red Sox. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Salem leads it 5-0. Five hits, score four runs, They still leave two as well, do the Red Sox. And Gianfranco Salazar absolutely crushed a grand slam over the left field wall. We go to the bottom of the fourth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Jedickson Paez ready to enter now his fourth inning of work. And ready to lead things off, it will be Dylan Cruz, the star center fielder, second overall draft pick to the Washington Nationals, making his single-A debut here in Fredericksburg. Up for the second time tonight, he hit into a 5-4-3 double play. First time around. 5-0, Sox lead it, bottom of four. Here's the man everyone's here to see, Dylan Cruz. Righty on righty, the first pitch. He takes a slider out of the zone, and the count is 1-0. Dylan Cruz, Golden Spikes Award winner, best player in college baseball. The 1-0 pitch. He smashes a ball deep center field. Garcia going back, and he'll make the catch about 15 feet in front of the warning track. Boy, off the bat, it looked like it had a chance to escape this ballpark and started to die up in the air in center field. So a loud fly out to center field to start out in the bottom of the fourth for Dylan Cruz and the Frednats. Well, it doesn't get any easier. This Frednats lineup is loaded. Here's Yo-Yo Morales, first pitch. He spins away from a called strike, 75 on a breaking ball, nothing and one. Morales, the second-round draft pick out of Miami, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He golfed at a breaking ball in the dirt, nothing and two. Morales calls time, steps out. Miami born and bred, right? Grew up in the Miami area. Decided instead of turning pro out of high school, it was best for him and his family to go play college ball for the Canes at the University of Miami. And now here he is with the Nats. The 0-2. He drubs one foul down the right field line, and he stays alive at nothing and two. Morales was a stud third baseman at Miami, one of the best in the ACC. He's 5-for-14 in this series going into this ball game. 6 runs batted in, none bigger than last night. The 0-2, swing and a dribbler down the right field line. Albert Feliz is there. It blocks off his body. He picks it up, steps on the first base bag, and he got him. Albert Feliz able to recover. That was certainly a little bit of a curveball to Feliz as it just kind of took a couple of twists and turns down the right field line on a dribbler. And Morales has sat down there, two gone here in the bottom of four. It is all Red Sox leading it 5-0. Here's Leandro Emiliani, the first baseman. Lefty is in the pitch. Swing and a miss, way ahead of a curveball that was out of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Handful of people in the crowd actually wearing LSU gear tonight for Dylan Cruz. National champions this past season. The kings of college baseball. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider at 86, and it's nothing and two. Great location. Just pin that one right into the body of Emiliani. Still in the strike zone, and it's 0-2. And Emiliani really kind of leans over the plate in his stance. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a ripper down the right field line. Blocks off of Feliz again. He scoops it up, steps on the first base bag to end the inning. Back-to-back plays where Feliz has to bat it down off his chest, but he's able to gather, collect, and go to first for the out. The Red Sox sit him down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the fourth. They lead it 5-0. Top of the fifth after this in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Something's in the air tonight for the Red Sox. They wanted to go crowd silencing in front of a sellout, and they have done just that. The Red Sox lead it 5-0 as we enter the top of the fifth inning. For the second inning in a row, as the Red Sox nearly batted around, Alexis Hernandez will lead off here in the top of five. First pitch to the righty. He takes a pitch that misses downstairs. 89 on a fastball, and the count now 1-0. 1-0 pitch on the way. He swings, and he rips one right to the shortstop in Brown. It's gloved, fired to first. A leaning grab by Emiliani to sit down Alexis Hernandez. 6-3 put out if you're scoring at home. It brings up Justinson Garcia, the center fielder. Aboard with a fielder's choice in the fourth. He ended up being brought home on a grand slam from John Frank Salazar. 0-2 today is Josh Stinson. The first pitch is a called strike, 90 on a fastball, and the count nothing and one. 0-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball that is into right field for a base hit. Josh Stinson Garcia ends up cracking his way into this ball game. A bloop single out into right, just a soft liner that finds the outfield grass, and the Red Sox have a runner on first. This is hitting that we have not seen all series. Red Sox now with their sixth hit of the night. Here's Ender Solita, another righty for the Red Sox. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip back to the backstop. And the count nothing and one. New pitcher in the ball game for the Fred Nats. In relief for Harleen Sozana, it's Pedro Gonzalez for the second time in this series. Righty on righty. He nods his head, the 0-1. Fouled away by Anderson Lira. Lira singled in the fourth. Ended up scoring as well, a part of that grand slam. Flew out to right field in his first at-bat. He is 1-2. The 235 hitting Anderson Lira behind home plate tonight. The 0-2. Swing and a foul tip that deflects off the glove of Perez. And alive at 0-2 is Lira. Luis Ravello is on deck for the Red Sox. Reminder, he came in for Lionel James, who was hit by a pitch on the hand. We will update you on the status of James as soon as possible, but he exited the ball game. It'll be Luis Ravello up next to bat. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a foul tip that goes to the backstop again. And alive at nothing and two is Lira. You know, when he got to first, as I mentioned earlier, just kind of literally, I kid you not, gave a sign to the heavens. Thank goodness, as he broke out of a little bit of a slump. Nothing crazy, but he was hitless in the series. Hadn't had a hit in the last two of the last series as well. Pick off over to first. No opportunity for a tag as Justinson Garcia is in there safely. He singled moments ago. 5-0 Red Sox lead, top of the fifth, runner on first, one gone. 0-2 to Lira. Swing and a foul tip again. This time it's off the shin of Perez. He hobbles and he'll take his time before reassessing behind home plate. But Anderson Lira just continues to tick away at these curveballs that are low but pesky in the zone. Off the right arm of Pedro Gonzalez, and it's still nothing in two. Gonzalez, a native of Chitire in Panama. One of the only Panamanian players in the Carolina League North. We saw him in game one of this series on Tuesday, the 23-year-old righty. 0-2. Swing and a chopper. Charging ahead is Morales. It goes under his glove. Brown gets it. Throw to first, not in time. And Garcia takes off and takes third. Runners on the corners for the Red Sox. And for the first time, we see miscommunication between these college studs. Brown, a sixth-round pick out of Oklahoma State. Morales, a second-round pick out of Miami. And they just didn't talk about who was going to grab that ball. Should have been a routine out. Instead, it wasn't. And the Red Sox have runners on the corners here with one gone. Here's Luis Ravello, the switch-hitting lefty at the moment due to facing a right-handed pitcher. When a lefty's in the ballgame, he'll flip. Very, very talented hitter for the Red Sox. Has been solid this series. The pitch is cranked up the middle. There's Cruz covering from second. Toss to second is there. Fire back to first, and they got him. Inning-ending double play that Luis Ravello hits into. A hard hit ground ball to Cruz. They go 4-6-3 to end the inning. Red Sox lead it 5-0. Home half of the fifth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
A sellout here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, all to see Dylan Cruz. Second overall pick to the Washington Nationals out of LSU. And he is 0-2 in this ballgame. Hit into a double play in the first. Flew out to center field in the fourth. And we go 5-6-7 for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the bottom of the fifth. Red Sox lead it 5-0. Boy, I don't know if many expected this who have been around here at VCU Stadium all week long. A series absolutely dominated by the Frednats, and the Red Sox said not tonight. They wanted to go giant slaying. They wanted to come out, silence this crowd. They did just that. Mikey Romero with a sac fly that scored John Frank Salazar early. And then a couple of innings ago, Salazar said, "Let me take over." A grand slam to make it 5-0 Red Sox. Jedickson Páez enters his fifth inning of work. The first pitch to Quintana is swung on and missed. An 85-mile-an-hour slider that was actually out of the zone, away from the barrel of Quintana. It's nothing and one. Royce Marr, the DH tonight, batting fifth. He walked earlier, the 0-1. He takes a pitch downstairs on a breaking ball at 79 in the count 1-1. Quintana, such a low center of gravity, turns his front leg inward in his stance. The 1-1 called strike. Breaking ball tails into the zone in the count 1-2. For Royce Mar, Quintana has DH'd pretty much the majority of the series. Used as a strong bat, once in a while will play out in the outfield. Not in center, left or right typically. On deck, it's Marcus Brown. The 1-2 pitch, taken downstairs on a pitch in the dirt in the count 2-2. Jedickson Páez has been really strong. He sat him down 1-2-3, three out of the four innings tonight, two of them in a very unconventional way. 2-2, swing and a dribbler behind home plate, and alive at 2-2 is Quintana. Gave up a hit in the first and a walk in the second, but because of two double plays by the Red Sox infield, he faced only three batters. Gave up a hit in the third. Nothing came of it. Has dealt one strikeout. He kicks, deals the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip once again. And alive at 2-2 is Royce Mar Quintana. Brown on deck. Wilmer Perez, the catcher behind home plate, will follow. Two on the way. Foul ball that'll sky way back up over the press box, and it's still 2-2 for Royce Marquintana as he battles Jedickson Paez, who is thrown in now the bottom of the fifth, only 49 pitches. Pretty impressive. The righty deals, 2-2 on the way. Foul ball into the seats once again, back behind home plate. And it's caught by a fan, barehanded. Boy, he had a camera in one hand, a big camera with a stick and everything, and caught it with his left hand. That is impressive. I hope he got a good shot in the process as well. One of those super big, long lenses used for sports photography. Good night to do it with some true stars in the Fred Nats lineup. 2-2 to Quintana. Foul tip again. And he continues to remain pesky. That was an 88-mile-an-hour changeup that was left right in the middle of the zone. He was early on it expecting fastball, and it's still 2-2. 255 hitter, 24 ribbies, two homers. The 2-2 misses downstairs. It's 3-2. A breaking ball low out of the zone. Three balls, two strikes for Royce Marquintana. Little bit of sabotage, the Beastie Boys between pitches. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a foul tip. Deflects off the right shin of Anderso Lira as he just kind of jumps this one off. Both catchers have gotten hit a couple of times tonight. I feel like we have seen more foul balls than in most ball games all year long. And it's still 3-2. Nobody on. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, 5-0. The Red Sox lead, dominating this ball game out of nowhere. The Nationals lead the season series 11-4 against the Red Sox. They've outscored Salem 80-44 this year coming into this ball game. Not the case tonight. Red Sox making up some ground in the run category. 3-2 again. Fouled back into the seats. Boy, what an at-bat. Worked here by Royce Marquintana. A very fitting song, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Payoff pitch. He swings and he dribbles one down the right field line. Feliz charges in, he scoops, and he steps on the first base bag for the out. Well, it took a mile to get there, but we finally got to the finish line of that AB. Royce Marquintana is sat down on a ground out to the first baseman. And a ground out to Albert Feliz has retired the last three batters where he gathers and steps on first himself, dating back to the bottom of the fourth. Morales, Emiliani, and Quintana all squibbed one down the right field line, and Feliz was there. Here's Marcus Brown, the lefty, the first pitch. Misses downstairs on a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Well, that at-bat was not great for the pitch count of Jedickson Paez. He has dealt now 56 pitches in the ball game. Marcus Brown, a fifth-round draft pick out of Oklahoma State. Three hits, two RBIs in this series. He's been busy tonight defensively at short. 1-0 to the lefty. Here's a swing and a fly ball. It'll tail foul into the seats in left field. 1-1 for the left-handed hitter, Marcus Brown. Wilmer Perez, the catcher on deck, followed up by Armando Cruz. And Tuda at the bottom of the order, Jonathan Thomas. The righty deals, 1-1. Taken inside low on a curveball and the count 2-1. How about earlier tonight? Kyle Teal in the Florida Complex League made his debut for the Red Sox organization, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball deep to right field. Garcia giving chase, and he's there in front of the warning track in right center field. Justinson Garcia covers so much ground in center field. It's unbelievable. Off the barrel, you thought that's a no-doubt extra base hit into the gap. Garcia says not so fast on a full sprint. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. 5-0 Red Sox lead it. For Wilmer Perez, the catcher who has struck out his first time up tonight. The first pitch is smashed. Sky high into the air. It'll stay in the park in left field. And Hernandez makes the pinch for the final out. Back-to-back flyouts on back-to-back pitches by Jedickson Paez. Sit down the Fred Nats for the second inning in a row. They're sat down 1-2-3. It is 5-0 Red Sox. Top of the sixth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth in Fredericksburg. The Red Sox on a 5-0 tear. They lead it 5-0 here in the top of six. And you ask yourself, where has this been all week long? The Red Sox bats are incredibly hot with 7 hits all night long. And with a 5-0 lead, they've still stranded 2 runners aboard 3 times. They've left 6 on base, and they still have a 5-0 lead. Very much thanks to this man, the 8-hole hitter, John Frank Salazar, ready to lead us off here in the top of the sixth. Salazar walked in the third. He ended up scoring on a sac fly from Mikey Romero, and he absolutely crushed a grand slam over the left field fence to make it 5-0. First pitch is swung on and missed. Boy, he was looking for the fences again on a low fastball. On the count, nothing and one. He calls time, and he's going to take a moment here. Readjust his batting gloves, reassess. Gives a little bit of a tick of the neck. Kind of tilts his head to the right, jolts it, and digs back on in. The 0-1, he waves and misses on a breaking ball low and away. And the count, nothing and two for Salazar. I don't know what has uncaged this animal the last two nights. 0-2 pitch. He takes a pitch high, 82 on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Salazar was a triple shy of the cycle a night ago. He has homered on back-to-back nights. He has a grand slam tonight. It's unbelievable, out of nowhere. The 1-2, he swings, and he laces one on the ground to Brown at short. It's gloved. The toss to first is in time. And John Frank Salazar is actually retired for the first time tonight. Now to the 9-hole for the Red Sox, Albert Feliz. Here in the top of the sixth. One gone, nobody on. 5-0 the Red Sox lead for Big Al. Single back in the fourth for Feliz. That was to follow up the grand slam, the pitch. He takes it downstairs in the count 1-0. After the grand slam, the Red Sox went back-to-back. Both him and Gilberto Jimenez with a hit. They were stranded eventually. Hernandez in on that party as well. 1-0 is lifted high into the air. Shallow left field. 3 triangles converge, and there to make the catch is Brown, the shortstop. He calls everybody off. And there are 2 away here in the top of 6. Top of the order for the Red Sox, Gilberto Jimenez. The right fielder digs in. Pedro Gonzalez for the Fred Nats in his second inning of work. The Panamanian righty deals. Swing and a fly ball. This is a ripper down in right field for a hit. A line drive for Gilberto Jimenez. His second knock of the night. A great night for Jimenez at the top of the order. And it is a 2-out single. In back-to-back plate appearances, Gilberto Jimenez finds himself on first base with a hit. Brings up the lefty, the shortstop, Mikey Romero. California kid. First pitch to Romero. He swings, rips one into right field, past the diving Cruz for a base hit. Rounding second is Jimenez. He charges to third, and Mikey Romero puts runners on the corners for the Red Sox with two gone. Hit after hit after hit tonight for the Salem Sox here in Fredericksburg. It was a matter of time for Romero. Crushed two baseballs into deep left field on line drives. One was a sac fly to score Salazar. The other certainly had a chance to be extra bases, if not caught by Tuda in left. And finally, Romero has a hit tonight. Here's Cutter Coffey. The pitch is taken outside, and the count now 1-0. Coffey 0 for 3 tonight, a line out, a ground out, and a pop out. He's just due for a knock. The 1-0 taken inside on a slider at 87, and the count now 2-0. Him and Mikey Romero right next to each other in the lineup, just like they were all the way back when they were kids. 12U played on Team USA together. 2-0 is a called strike over the inside corner. 88 on a changeup, it's 2-1. Both California guys knew each other ever since about 10 or 11, but then they were in the same lineup, 12U Team USA. Coffey swings and fouls one away. It's 2-2. First and third for the Red Sox. Two gone, top of the sixth, a 5-0 lead for the Salem Sox. Leaning in is Pedro Gonzalez, looking to get out of the inning. Back in his stance. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a foul tip off the leg of Cutter Coffey. My guy cannot catch a break. Took a fastball to the knee yesterday on a hit by pitch. Fouled one into his other knee against Lynchburg on Sunday that sidelined him for the first three games of this series. Coffey ready to face a 2-2 count. The 2-2. Swing and a foul ball down the left field line. Chopped away by Coffey to stick in there at 2-2. And so much improvement by Cutter Coffey to elongate at-bats. Had a little bit of a strikeout plague early on in this season. Has completely dug his way out of that. Batting 229, 45 walks for Cutter. 2-2. He takes a pitch outside. 78 on a breaking ball, and it's 3-2. And there is that plate discipline. I mean, that was a hair out of the zone. Coffey saw it. And now it's a full count with runners on the corners. A walk would load the bases. A hit would score the Red Sox more. 3-2. Swing and a line drive into center field. Cutter Coffey with an RBI single. It gets away from the right fielder, Pinckney. Romero chugs around third. He will score. Coffey pulls into third base. I don't know if they're going to give him a 2-RBI triple or if they're going to rule it a fielding error out and right, but regardless, the Red Sox have just taken a 7-0 lead. Coffey was due. He continued to fight through that at bat. Great base running by the Red Sox, and it is 7-0 here in Fredericksburg. Jimenez scored from third. Romero scored from first. Coffey is on third base. Very curious to see how they'll score this. I will update as soon as possible. We have a mound visit taking place. My guess, yeah, it's a single for Cutter Coffey and a fielding error by Pinckney out and right. I think that's the right call, no doubt. No doubt about it. So Coffey on third base. Mound visit has concluded. Pedro Gonzalez could not work out of the jam. And here's Alexis Hernandez, who singled in the fourth. He is 1-for-3 tonight for the Red Sox. The hits continue. An absolute hit party tonight in Fredericksburg. The pitch is a called strike. 89 on a fastball. Outside corner, nothing and one. hits all throughout the organization. We were talking about Kyle Teal earlier. He went 3-for-3, the 0-1. Called strike again, nothing and two on a breaking ball. Teal made his FCL Red Sox debut against the FCL Twins, went 3-for-3, a home run, a walk, and two RBIs for the Red Sox first-round draft pick out of right here in this state. Played for the Virginia Cavaliers in the ACC. Runner on third, two gone. 0-2 to Hernandez. Taken downstairs, 1-2. Hernandez talked about earlier how he was so excited for a night like this. Played in a couple of high-stakes games back in his hometown. Nothing like this in the States, though. Could not wait. For the audience, the 1-2. Misses outside on a breaking ball, 2-2. It was no secret. Everybody in that clubhouse knew this ballpark was going to be packed with people. Second most attended Fred Nats game in history. 2-2. Check swing. He pulls away. Pitch misses high and away on a slider. And it's a full count at 3-2. Hernandez was down 0-2 and has now worked it full. Runner on third, two gone, payoff pitch. Swing and a dribbler right back to the pitcher. Gonzalez scoops underhands to his first baseman, Emiliani, and that ends the inning. Red Sox get two more here in the top of the sixth. It is 7-0, all Salem Sox in Fredericksburg. Home half coming up after this.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats here in the home half of the sixth at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It'll be Armando Cruz, the young second baseman, followed by Tuda, Jonathan Thomas, the left fielder, and then back to the top of the order with Andrew Pinckney. Jadickson Páez still on the hill for the Red Sox, entering his sixth inning of work. He has been a stud tonight for Salem. Coming out of his last outing against Lynchburg, where he gave up just one hit, struck out 5 in 6 innings, he's doing a whole lot more of that here tonight. Armando Cruz, the second baseman, digs on in. Páez ready on the hill. Giving up just 2 hits tonight as Páez, the first pitch. Here's a cranker right to Mikey Romero at short. He fires to first, and there's one gone on the first pitch to Armando Cruz. A one-hopper to Mikey Romero. He's there all night long. We go to the nine-hole. Jonathan Thomas, Tuda, as they call him. Very, very fast around the base pass. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Crazy to think, comparative to the Red Sox, who have had guys up 3 to 4 times tonight, depending. Tuda up for just the second time tonight. The first pitch is taken for a strike. 77 on a breaking ball. Clips the inside corner. Nothing and one. He singled and stole a bag the first time around. Was stranded at second. The 0-1 misses downstairs. Just scurries a little bit of dirt up into the air. It's 1-1. Páez kicks and deals. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. Tuda way in front of that. And it's 1-2. Paez is gone now, 5 1/3, two hits, one walk. The one outlier is he only has one strikeout. I mean, his defense has been sensational. The Red Sox have converted two double plays with this infield. Both of them came in the first two innings. They've been outstanding. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ripper. Charging ahead, Romero. He circles to the ball. Throws on the run. They got him! Mikey Romero with an unbelievable play. Albert Feliz leaned into the throw, much to the dismay of this Fred Nats crowd. But there are two gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts. Mikey Romero with an acrobatic play. Top of the order, Andrew Pinckney. He has been unreal this series. 6-for-11 coming into tonight this series after making his single-A debut on Tuesday night. Two doubles, four RBIs, and somebody just got tossed. Michael Corbett, the field umpire, is tossing somebody here. Somebody is being tossed out of the Fredericksburg Nationals dugout, and I'm not sure who. So a conversation is now taking place. Multiple coaches out of the Fred Nats dugouts coming to ask about what is happening. Chris Jahnke in on the party as well. Jahnke literally shaking his head saying, I don't know, I wasn't the one that tossed him. Again, Corbett in the field with the ejection. I'm just trying to figure out who it was that is getting tossed. Fred Nats booing, continuing to boo, and we still don't know who is gone. And now more conversation between the coaches. This is getting ugly. Michael Corbett is walking all the way down the right field line. Now he turns. Still being booed by the crowd. More conversations. Let's take a short break here on MILB.com. Let's try and get to the bottom of this, figure out what's going on. We'll be back in a jiff. Red Sox lead it 7-0. Bottom of the sixth, two gone. Back after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Hostile crowd here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It is 7-0. The Red Sox all over the Fred Nats here in game number 5 of this 6-game set. Two gone, bottom of the sixth, nobody out for Andrew Pinckney at the top of the order, who's been outstanding this series. Somebody has been thrown out of the Fredericksburg Nationals dugout. We are still trying to get to the bottom of who exactly it was. Some of the talk is it could have been hitting coach Delwin Young. Not 100% sure on that. Again, we will continue to try and get to the bottom of it. Michael Corbett, the field umpire, tossed somebody. And I believe this is Young, who is actually, yeah, he's walking back to the clubhouse. In order to get to the clubhouse, you have to walk all the way down the left field line along the wall and head back into the clubhouse in the left field corner. It's not connected to the home dugout like in many ballparks. So he has to make a long walk down the left field line. Yep, he has been tossed from this game. Well, at least Michael Corbett has visual proof that he is gone. But momentarily, we will go back to baseball. Young doesn't look happy. I'm not sure what words were exchanged. Some words must have been exchanged because Corbett just walked towards the dugout, pointed, and gave the signal, you're gone. Back to baseball. Nobody on, two gone. First pitch to Pinckney is taken for a strike. A beautiful pitch. 78 on a breaking ball finds the zone. It's nothing and one. On deck, it's the man everyone's here to see, Dylan Cruz. Pinckney with a hit already tonight. 0-1 pitch. He cranks one foul in the count now. Nothing and two for Andrew Pinckney. Played 3 years at the University of Alabama. 7-13 in this series this week against the Salem Red Sox. You could not ask for a better start to your minor league career. Two doubles, four runs batted in. 1-2 tonight. The 0-2 pitch. He looks at a slider low and away, and the count now 1-2. Great crowd still on hand. Nobody's left on a Saturday night in Freddy. The 1-2. Taken downstairs below the knees again on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Pitch count getting up there, and we're looking at a replay if you're watching on the FredNats stream, and there was nothing to show. Corbett just giving the signal. 2-2. This is poked down the right field line, foul by about a half a foot. Definitely had a chance to be a base hit. Instead, it's foul, and alive at 2-2 is Andrew Pinckney. Cruz, again on deck. He might have to wait until the seventh. Pinckney out for just the third time tonight. Just two hits for the FredNats tonight. 2-2 pitch. Taken downstairs once again, and the count worked full by Andrew Pinckney. This is what he did so good for so long at Alabama. They saw postseason success. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouls away. Sends it right towards Dylan Cruz, who scoops it up, underhands it back to the ball boy. And it's 3-2. Many elongated at-bats tonight. This jars the pitch count up to 72 for Jedickson Paez, who's still in the ballgame for the Red Sox. Has never gone seven. He kicks deals. Payoff pitch. Here's a swing and a line drive out into right field. Charging in and making the catch is Jimenez. Gilberto Jimenez read it off the bat, sprinted in, and gloved it for the final out. That ball was tattooed. 103 off the bat of Andrew Pinckney, and he was robbed of what would have been his second hit of the game. It is all Red Sox. 7-0 Salem leads. Top of the seventh after this in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's already time for the seventh here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Red Sox with a 7-0 lead here in the top of seven. Pure dominance by the Red Sox tonight. Justinson Garcia looks at a ball away off the plate, and the count is 1-0. Here's the 1-0. This is downstairs to Garcia, and the count now 2-0. New pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats, a lefty for the first time tonight, 2-0. This is cranked out into left field, down the left field line for a hit. Garcia rounding first. He's chugging along to second as it's in the corner, and it's a leadoff stand-up double for Justinson Garcia, and the Red Sox continue to pile it on. Hit after hit after hit tonight. You cannot stop the bats of these Red Sox. Doesn't matter who you throw. Franklin Marquez threw three pitches, and he's already given up a double. The story wasn't any different for Harlan Susana or Pedro Gonzalez. First pitch to Anderson Lira, and it misses low and away. 68 on a breaking ball. Boy, one of the slowest pitches I've seen all season. Runner on second, nobody out, 7-0 Sox lead, top of seven. 1-0. Breaking ball misses downstairs and away again. 69 on the gun, and it's 2-0. Garcia with a two-hit night, a single and a double. He's back, baby. The 2-0, this is fouled back, and it's 2-1. Anderson Lira able to crack out of a hitting slump as well. He has two hits on the night. In the fourth and the fifth, he scored once as well. His first hits of the series. 2-1 on the way. Swing and a poke into right field. There to glove it is Emiliani. He tosses to the pitcher who covers, and they got him. So there to cover it up was Franklin Marquez. It moves Justinson Garcia to third. And the Red Sox have their eighth run just 90 feet away with one gone here in the top of seven. Good play by Emiliani. Better job by Marquez to cover. And it sits down Lira, who is now 2-for-4. Here's Luis Ravello, the switch hitting now righty. The first pitch is cranked down the left field line. It's gloved by Morales. He tags Garcia, throws to first. Wow! The second round pick out of Miami. Unbelievable play. A double play for Yo-Yo Morales. What a flash of the leather. The grab, the tag, the throw to first. Sometimes you gotta tip the cap even on the road broadcast. That brought this crowd to their feet. 7-0, Red Sox lead. Bottom of the seventh after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the seventh here in Fredericksburg. The Red Sox with a big-time lead. They lead it 7-0. 11 hits for the Red Sox. 2 hits for the Fred Nats. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Well, here's the man everybody was here to see. Dylan Cruz will lead us off. His second time leading off an inning today. He is 0-for-2. But he will get things going in the bottom of the seventh, ready to face a new righty on the hill for the Red Sox. The first man out of the bullpen tonight coming in relief for Jedickson Paez, it's Johnny Felix. Paez had bested Dylan Cruz in his two at-bats, both in the first and the fourth. A double play and a fly out to center field. Here's Dylan Cruz, crowd on their feet. Second overall pick in the MLB player draft. Righty on righty the pitch. He swings and he rifles one to Romero at short. It's glove. Throw to first is there. And Dylan Cruz is 0-3. Romero's been busy. Dylan Cruz swung at the first pitch from Johnny Felix. It was a breaking ball. And there is already one gone in the bottom of the seventh. Boy, I think everybody expected maybe a home run tonight. Couple extra base hits. The Red Sox have shut him down. First pitch to Yo-Yo Morales. He turns away from a breaking ball high and in. It's 1-0. The top of this order is unreal, though, if you're a fan of college baseball. Pinckney, Cruz, and Morales, the 1-0, misses high and in on a breaking ball, and it's 2-0. You're talking about three of the best players in the NCAA. Guys that played some serious postseason baseball, the 2-0. Misses low and away on a slider, and it's now three balls, no strikes for Yoandy Morales, who ended the last inning with an unbelievable 5-3 double play. 3-0 pitch. He swings and lifts one into center field. A sky-high grab for Luis Ravello, the second baseman. Wow! The Red Sox just continue to make unbelievable plays on offense, defense. They're putting on a show for the wrong crowd tonight. They wanted to come out here and silence the Fred Nats. They have done that and so much more. Luis Ravello wasn't even in the lineup. He came in for an injured Lionel James. Salazar is at third now. The first pitch is swung on and fouled back. Up over the broadcasting booth by Leandro Emiliani. Two gone here. Bottom of the seventh. 7-0 Red Sox on top. This is a line drive. Hit on the ground right to Ravello. He scoops, fires to first for out number three. 1-2-3 go the Fred Nats in a great chunk of the order. Cruz, Morales, and Emiliani all retired by Johnny Felix, the first arm out of the pen for the Sox. 7-0, Salem leads, top of the eighth after this in Fredericksburg.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Fozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's all Red Sox here as we bring you the top of the eighth from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 7-0, Salem leads, and it's 8-9-1 in the order for the Red Sox. Gianfranco Salazar, Albert Feliz, and Gilberto Jimenez. Everybody is hitting. The Red Sox out hitting the Fred Nats 11-2. They've sat him down 1-2-3 in the last, let's see, 1-2-3-4 consecutive innings. The Fred Nats have been retired 1-2-3, and the Red Sox are absolutely dominating. They've already put a brand new pitcher on the hill. Coming out of the game is Franklin Marquez. He dealt just one inning to the Red Sox. And now into the ball game for the first time tonight, Juan Abreu. 23-year-old righty out of Pepillo Salcedo in the Dominican Republic. He's 1-0 on the year with a 4.98 ERA. He'll face the red-hot Gianfranco Salazar, homered two nights in a row. The first pitch, he fouls one back to the backstop, 92-mile-an-hour heater. It's nothing and one, and he swung out of his shoes. I mean, he lost his balance and everything. Salazar responsible for the grand slam in the fourth that absolutely opened up a can for the Red Sox. A one pitch. He takes a called strike, 82 on a breaking ball, and it's nothing and two, and Salazar was taking all day. I mean, he lifted his arms before it left the hand of Abreu. He calls time, steps out, takes the shades off, puts them back on. I find it so funny that he wears those sunglasses even at night. Juan Abreu, the fourth pitcher to take the hill for the Fred Nats tonight in those Superman jerseys. He kicks, deals, 0-2. This is just inside on a fastball at 92, and it's 1-2. Juan Abreu, one of their go-to relievers. Spent all of 2022 in the FCL last year, the 1-2. Taken downstairs and away on a fastball, 2-2. Made 15 appearances out of the bullpen, racked up 33 strikeouts in 22 innings last year. Two-two pitch, swing and a pop-up just out of the infield and right field. Triangle converges, could be danger, but a basket catch by Armando Cruz, the second baseman, as he collides with Emiliani. Just light contact, and it is the first out here in the top of the eighth. Good communication, always dangerous when the triangle starts to come together, and they laugh it off as they retreat back to their respective positions to face the nine-hole hitter, Albert Feliz, who for the Red Sox has singled, walked, and flown out tonight. Been stranded at second twice, the poor guy. First pitch to Big L. He looks at a fastball high out of the zone, and the count 1-0. Abreu, 40 strikeouts on the year in 34 innings, so he's good for at least a strikeout an inning. He winds and fires, 1-0. Check swing on a pitch missing downstairs. Jumping up out of the batter's box for a time is Albert Feliz, and it's 2-0. He's so lovable. I mean, he's like a big teddy bear sometimes. Always going to dap you up, say hello, big smile on his face. Always asks how you're doing. The 2-0 pitch, he swings, and he fouls one off his own ankle, and the count is 2-1. 91 on a fastball. Big L loves a low fastball. Was talking to him earlier today and asked him, you know, what is your pitch to hit? Loves a fastball that he can just not necessarily golf at, but definitely swing down at and pull up. Has had a handful of towering blasts. Had a blast earlier this series that went 113 off the bat. 2-1, wave and a miss. 93 on a high fastball that was out of the zone, and it's 2-2. Big Al almost swung his helmet right off. Goes gloveless, which is interesting as well. One of the only guys on the team that does not wear gloves in the batter's box. He's been outstanding defensively at first tonight. 2-2. Misses high and away on a fastball, and Big Al has a full count. One gone, nobody on. Top eight. Red Sox lead it 7-0 on a beautiful night. Not a cloud in the sky here in Fredericksburg. Temperatures have dipped to about 78. Ballpark is filled. Payoff pitch. Big Al swings, lifts it high into left, and it is foul. Definitely had a chance. Oh my, 113 off the bat, and it went 420 feet foul. Are you kidding me? If he puts it about 15 to 20 feet to the right, maybe more like 30. That's a home run, and it's another tattoo. 420, 113 on a foul ball. The payoff pitch, he rips one up the middle. It's through into right field for a base hit. Cruz slides, grabs it. He throws it up over the head of Emiliani, and Albert Feliz is saying, I'm going to stay here. Not the fastest cat in the clubhouse. Albert stays at first. Looked like all day it was just going to get through for a base hit. Cruz did slide at the ball and still didn't look like it had a chance, really, to be out. So Big Al aboard with a knock with one gone. Albert with his second hit of the night. And we go to the top of the order with Gilberto Jimenez coming off the heels of back-to-back base hits. He scored once. It was in the sixth last time around. He's also been hit by a pitch. Guy's 2-for-3 with an HBP. First pitch. Jimenez swings, rifles it down the right field line, backhanded by Emiliani. Throw to second there. They will not throw back to first. Feliz tried to slide into second, and he stopped about 5 feet before the bag. I mean, he's such a big guy. I guess he slid too soon. He was going to be cut down regardless. They do cut him down, and Jimenez is aboard at first on a fielder's choice. Good play by Emiliani because that ball was well hit. Struck 94 off the bat. Big Al cut down. They swap spots. Here's Mikey Romero, the shortstop. Love his walk-up song back in Salem. It's kind of really a beachy California vibe. Just when you think like 90s hip-hop, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Tupac, it's that same kind of tone that they use in their songs. Hard to describe, but a great jam. First pitch, he takes a strike. 89 on the outside corner. It's nothing in one. Romero singled last time around in the sixth. A couple of well-hit balls into the outfield that were caught. 1-4-4. 0-1. Taken low and away, and the count now 1-1 on a breaking ball. Runner on first is Gilberto Jimenez. Red Sox continue to hit tonight. As a team, they have 12. The 1-1. Here's a swing and a ripper up the middle, gloved by Brown. He charges to second to get Jimenez on the force out, and it ends the top of the eighth. The Red Sox will go to the home half of the eighth, still holding on to a 7-0 lead with 12 hits here in Fredericksburg. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Red Sox lead it 7-0 going into the home half of the eighth. Royce Marquintana, the righty, digs on in, ready to lead us off here, and it is all Red Sox through 7.5 innings of play. Johnny Felix on the hill for Salem, just the second arm tonight. The first pitch is taken outside on a slider out of the zone, 1-0. Just pitch number 8 for Felix, the 1-0. Paints the inside corner, 79 on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-1. Quintana tonight, he's only been up twice. It's crazy when you flip the scorebook how different the two team stories are. The 1-1, he swings at a ball in the dirt, and the count now 1-2. He's walked, he's grounded out to first base as Royce Marquintana, who has been solid despite this performance in the series. Been one of the more pesky bats that the Red Sox have had to face, has played a lot in the DH spot. Felix deals the 1-2. Check swing, pitch misses low, an appeal, and the field umpire Michael Corbett says he went around. Quintana can't believe it, and he walks back to the Fredericksburg Nationals bullpen, dugout, in disappointment. So it's the first strikeout of the night for Johnny Felix in his second inning. Brings up Marcus Brown, the lefty out of Oklahoma State. Three hits, two RBIs in the series, 0 for 2 tonight. Hit into a double play in the second. First pitch, he swings and he chops it. Gloved by Johnny Felix on the run, underhand to Big Al at first for out number two. Felix showing off his 40-yard dash. Boy, I don't think anybody in the clubhouse knew he could run that fast. If only we had the sprinting metrics here on Hawkeye, our baseball advanced metrics program here in Fredericksburg. Thanks so much to the Fred Nats for hooking us up with that. There are two away in the bottom of the eighth. 1-3 if you're scoring at home, and Johnny Felix with a heck of a play. Liam Carroll comes out. That will do it for Mr. Felix. Look at this. I mean, this is awesome. He is shaking Liam Carroll's hand, and he just dapped up his entire infield. That was really, really cool. I have yet to see a pitcher leave a ball game all year and do something like that. He just said thank you to all of his infielders for having his back. Johnny Felix just came in for 1 2/3 and was fantastic. I mean, he retired every batter that he faced. What else could you ask for more than that? It has been an incredible night for the Red Sox tonight, really silencing this sellout crowd. Really, really cool to see. So Paez at the start, he went six complete, gave up just two hits, a walk. He had a strikeout with a 3.36 ERA. Felix came in, went 1 2/3, struck out one, retired every batter he faced. What more do you want? Really, really good stuff out of the Red Sox. And Cody Scroggins is going to be into this ballgame to try and seal the deal. Red Sox out hitting the Fred Nats 12-2. They lead it 7-0, two gone, bottom of the eighth. Scroggins will be looked upon to pick up the final four outs of this ball game. Cody Scroggins, the right-handed pitcher with a fastball, slider, changeup. Acquired in the ninth round of the MLB draft, the former Arkansas Razorback, Arkansas native from Bentonville, Arkansas. On a rehab assignment with the Salem Red Sox from Portland in AA. Has been here for a couple of weeks now. Pitched for Salem in 2021 with a 1.33 ERA. He was pretty darn lights out. Had Tommy John surgery during his time in college, and the arm has been fantastic ever since. Got an awesome sleeve of tattoos down his glove hand, his left hand. Really, really cool. All the way down his left arm, I really should say. Big beard as well. Just looks scary to face, right? Two gone. Bottom of the eighth, 7-0 Sox lead it. Here's Wilmer Perez, the catcher. The first pitch is taken downstairs and in. 89 on a fastball. It's 1-0. Scroggins last time around, last pitched here in Fredericksburg. It was on the second. Went two innings. Had a strikeout. Didn't give up a single hit or a run or a walk. The 1-0 swing and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs. Low out of the zone. The count 1-1. Before that, pitched twice against the Hillcats. First time around went two innings. Gave up a hit, a run with a strikeout. Second time around on the 29th, didn't have his best stuff. Went 2 1/3. Here's the 1-1. Misses downstairs and away. Fastball, it's 2-1. Second time around, like I said, 2 1/3. Gave up three hits, two runs. Both of them earned. Did strike out two batters, though. Scroggins kicks and deals. The 2-1 misses downstairs and away on a fastball. 3-1. Got to get four outs if you're Cody Scroggins. It's been great pitching tonight for the Red Sox. Strikeout numbers haven't been there, which just shows how great the defense has been. Infielders have been outstanding. 3-1. Misses low and in. It's a five-pitch walk to Wilmer Perez, and the Fred Nats have a base runner for the first time since the third inning of this ball game when the nine-hole Jonathan Thomas singled. Crazy. They were sat down 1-2-3 in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And here we are in the 8th with two gone for Armando Cruz, the second baseman. Dominance by the Sox. What a weird series. First pitch taken downstairs. That is now 5 balls in a row thrown by Cody Scroggins. And it's 1-0. The righty deals, 1-0 pitch. Called strike right over the heart of the plate on a fastball, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Perez, not the fastest cat in the world, but quite a large lead at first. Albert Feliz is not holding him on, giving him plenty of space. The 1-1. Here's a swing and a chopper. Romero gloves it at second, underhand toss to the second base bag. It's there, and the Red Sox get out of the inning. Romero with the force connecting with Luis Ravello at second base. And the Red Sox will take a 7-0 lead to the top of the ninth here in Fredericksburg. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's time for the top of the ninth here in Fredericksburg. The Red Sox with a 7-0 lead on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Two up for the Red Sox here in the top of the ninth. Cutter Coffey, Alexis Hernandez, Justinson Garcia. Looks like we have another new pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats. It will be the 5th of the night. The last two, Franklin Marquez and Juan Abreu, went just 2 innings combined. So 1 inning each. And yes, there is a new pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Bubba Hall, the right-handed pitcher, acquired as a free agent in 2022. Dawson Alexander Hall is true name. Everybody calls him Bubba. Made his first full season debut this year with the Fred Nats. First pitch to Coffey is fouled away, and the count is 0-1. Coffey tonight singled in the 6th, made it to 3rd on an error where he was stranded. Brought in 2 runs in the process, the 0-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball, shallow right field. In there is Pinckney. He pinches the leather for the first out. So a fly out to right field to get the ninth inning going here. 7-0 Red Sox lead for Alexis Hernandez, the left fielder. Another guy in on the hit parade. Had a single back in the 4th. He is 1-for-4. Every single Red Sox. Here's a sharply hit ground ball right to 2nd. The throw to 1st in time. Cruz to Emiliani to sit down Hernandez. Every single Red Sox, like I was saying, except Luis Ravello and Lionel James. James started this game, was hit on the hand by a pitch. Ravello came in his spot in the 5th inning. Every single Red Sox beside them have a hit. First pitch to Justinson Garcia. Misses low and in. 89 on a fastball. And it's 1-0. 1-0 on the way. Garcia takes a pitch downstairs. Breaking ball and the count 2-0. 2 gone, top of the ninth. 7-0 Red Sox. Bubba Hall looking to just get him to the bottom half. The 2-0. Here's a swing and a line drive foul down the left field line. Two balls and a strike for Garcia. Back-to-back hits and back-to-back plate appearances for Justinson. A double in the seventh. A single in the fifth. 2-1 on the way. He takes high on a breaking ball, and it's 3-1. Crazy play, though, where Yo-Yo Morales actually tagged Garcia as part of a double play to end the inning last time around. 3-1. This is lifted high into right field, and it tails foul into the seats. Three balls, two strikes, a full count to Justinson Garcia. Started slow, ground out, fielder's choice. He did end up scoring there as a part of that grand slam. And back-to-back hits, he is back. Payoff pitch, swing and a ripper right to short. Brown gloves it, no, he bobbled it, spins, throws to first. Garcia's in there safely. Emiliani had to leap into the air to make sure it didn't get away. And it's an error against Brown in all likelihood. That's just a play that the young shortstop out of Oklahoma State has to make. Was completely routine. We'll see how they officially rule it. But if I'm guessing, it's an error in E6, which would be his second error of the night. But we'll see. And they do rule it in E6. So here's Endur Solita, the right-handed catcher. First pitch. This is down and away on a breaking ball, 1-0. Crowd starting to thin a little bit here in Fredericksburg. 1-0 to Lira. Breaking ball downstairs, 2-0. Lira tonight, he has two hits. Went back-to-back in the fourth and the fifth. Scored once, 2-for-4. He's the young righty. 2-0 pitch. He swings. He rips one into right field for a base hit. Garcia aggressive around second, heading to third. The throw is cut off by Cruz. And Endur Solita puts Justinson Garcia on third. Runners on the corners with two gone in the top of the ninth for the Red Sox. Lita with his third hit of the ball game. Quiet all series. Hitless before tonight. And now he has hit number three. Really strong game for Endur Solita. Here's Luis Ravello back in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch to the switch hitter is a called strike. 80 on a breaking ball, nothing and one. Ravello came in after Lionel was hit by a pitch in the fourth. He's hit into two double plays to end innings. The 0-1, swing and a miss, nothing and two. Got him with a slider, high and in. Sharp-looking pitch from Bubba, nothing and two. Runners on the corners, two gone. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. 88 on a cutter that found the zone on the outside half. And the Red Sox strand runners on first and third. 7-0 Sox lead, home half of the ninth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth on a magical night for the Salem Red Sox here in Fredericksburg. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater. 7-0 as we go to the home half of the ninth. And Cody Scroggins looks to slam the door shut and put an exclamation point, a T, on what has been an unbelievable night for the Red Sox. It was a party here all night long in Fredericksburg until the Red Sox went absolutely crowd silencing. That was their goal coming in. That was the vibe in the clubhouse. And they delivered on their word. Great pitching performances out of Jedickson Paez and Johnny Felix. And you got to start somewhere. Every journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, right? Here's Tuda, Jonathan Thomas, a fan favorite. In the nine hole, to lead us off, the first pitch. He takes a called strike, 90 on a fastball, downstairs at the knees, and it's 0-1. Well, regardless, you'll get to see Dylan Cruz one more time. Batting second in the order, the 0-1. Here's a swing and a ripper, through for a base hit into left field. Jonathan Thomas pumps the brakes at first, back pedals back to the bag, and it's a leadoff knock for the Fred Nats, and still, as you can hear, a great crowd on hand during this sellout. They got loud for that one. Just the third hit of the night for the Fred Nats. First hit for Fredericksburg since the third inning. Top of the order, Andrew Pinckney was 6-for-11 coming into today. He's got a hit. 1-for-3, the first pitch. Downstairs and in. And a changeup, 1-0. Pinckney, a star all week long. Been the most impressive out of any of these college studs. Scroggins deals, the 1-0. Called strike at the letters. 79 on a breaking ball that falls into the zone, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Tuda with a large lead on first. He is not held on by Albert Feliz. 1-1. Check swing. Pitch misses low and in. 2-1. Infield playing in on the right side for the Red Sox. Playing out on the left side. Salazar at third. Romero at short. Scroggins calls time. Steps off the rubber. Now Pinckney deals and digs back in. Dylan Cruz on deck, still nobody out. 7-0 Red Sox lead, bottom of the ninth. 2-1, lifted foul. Back behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes to Pinckney. Batting .500 right now. Very similar to the first week we saw Alexis Hernandez have in Salem statistically. 4 ribbies this week as well. 2-2. He swings and he chops one down the left field line. Salazar can't glove. It skips off his glove. Romero has to pick it up. And Pinckney's going to be safe at first. There is no play. Probably an error against the Red Sox. Salazar had a routine ground ball. Just took a tough hop off that turf. The Red Sox have said all week that they really don't love playing on the turf here in Fredericksburg. Just unlike anything they have played on all year long. And there's first and second for Dylan Cruz. And this place is going wild for him. Second overall pick in the MLB player draft this year. National champion out of LSU. The first pitch. He takes a fastball high and in. It's 1-0. Such a low squat in his batting stance. Such terrific power. The Golden Spikes Award winner. College World Series all-tournament team. 1-0. This is cranked into right line drive. It's caught by Albert Feliz. And Cruz drops to 0-for-4. Soft liner to Big Al, and he's been ready all night long. Albert Feliz is unbelievable. His by far best defensive game and busiest defensive game at first base. Here's Yo-Yo Morales, second round pick out of Miami. First pitch, taken down and in. 1-0 on a fastball. Everybody chanting. Yo-Yo, he's 0-for-3. Two ground outs and a line out. There's a great play by Ravello to jump up into the air and spear it, the 1-0. This is lifted into right, tailing foul into the seats. An unreal catch by a fan. Boy, that ball came screaming in and he caught it at the belly. Impressive. First and second, one gone, bottom of the ninth. Red Sox still looking for the shutout for the 7-0 lead. Scroggins deals. Misses outside, 90 on a fastball, 2-1. Morales, one of the best third basemen in the ACC this past year. Hurricane turn national. 2-1. This is downstairs and Morales calls time. It's 3-1. 2022 USA Collegiate Baseball National Team for Yo-Yo Morales. He was on that team with Dylan Cruz and Andrew Pinckney and so many others. 2022 All Coral Gables Regional Team as a third baseman where the Hurricanes hosted. The 3-1 pitch. This is low and away, and it's a 5-pitch walk for Yo-Yo Morales to load the bases. Did not expect this in the bottom of the ninth, I won't lie to you. Red Sox now just trying to salvage that shutout. 13 hits for the Salem Sox, 3 for the Fred Nats. And this might... No, it won't be it. Jason Blanton is out to have a conversation with Cody Scroggins. The entire infield now converges, and they will chat. So going back, Andrew Pinckney, they did rule it an error against Salazar. So Pinckney now at second after the error. Morales at first. Jonathan Thomas at third. Speed on the base paths for Leandro Emiliani. One gone with the bases juiced in the bottom of the ninth. Here's Emiliani, the first baseman. Lefties in. This place is still vibing. Despite being down 7-0, Fredericksburg is special. The first pitch is swung on and missed. 91 on a fastball right in the middle of the zone. If I've ever seen a pitch to hit, it's that, and it's 0-1. I just can't get over how special this place is. A beautiful ballpark, a packed house, the 0-1. Fouled away in the count, nothing and two. Just poked a slider out of the zone away. Ballpark built back in 2020, made its debut after COVID in 2021. One of the finest in all of the minor leagues, especially at the single A level, really setting the foundation for ballparks of the future. Scroggins calls time. And the crowd wants a balk, and honestly, I can see their argument. He did arguably make a move at home before stepping off. I mean, kind of got away with one. 0-2. This is chopped right to a charging Albert Feliz. He bobbles it. It scores one. Tuda's in there. Coming around to score as well as Pinckney. And the Fred Nats are on the board. It's 7-2. This place is going wild for it being this much of a deficit. The Red Sox now with another error in the inning after being flawless all night long. Couldn't close out the shutout. So Yo-Yo Morales is on second. Leandro Emiliani is aboard at first. I'm curious how they'll score this. You'd have to think an error on Albert Feliz, though. It would be the second of the inning. First pitch to Quintana is just inside. On a breaking ball, and the count now 1-0. Royce Mark Quintana now at the dish. 0-2 with a walk. First and second, 7-2. Fred Nats trailing. Down to their final two outs. The 1-0. This is downstairs and away, 2-0. Scroggins really had an opportunity to slam this door shut, put an exclamation point on a really big win, and now it just doesn't have the same feel. Fredericksburg with momentum. Paez and Felix were unreal for the Red Sox. Scroggins came in the eighth with two outs, the 2-0. Misses low on a breaking ball. It's 3-0. This would walk the bases loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Something you cannot afford to do if you're the Red Sox right now. Action in the bullpen for the Sox. It looks like it's Michael Valero warming up. 3-0. Called a strike at the knees. 91 on a fastball. And wow, it is half in, half out of the zone, according to the automated strike zone. Home plate umpire Chris Janke called it in there. It's 3-1. The righty deals, 3-1. Swinging a chopper, foul down the left field line. Just escapes out of the baseline. 3-2, full count for Royce Marquintana. It's Marcus Brown, the shortstop out of Oklahoma State, on deck. Wilmer Perez follows him up. Cruz and JT at the bottom of the order, 8-9. Huge payoff pitch coming. It's on the way. Ball four outside, the bases are loaded. A slider misses. Great eye by Quintana, what an at bat. Here's Marcus Brown, a huge spot for the fifth round draft pick out of Okie State. The former Cowboy. Brown is 0 for 3. Hit into a double play, flew out, grounded out. One gone, bases loaded. One swing could change the game. The pitch called a strike. 90 on a fastball on the inside corner. It's 0-1. One swing could change the trajectory of the rest of these final two outs. The Red Sox cannot be conservative. Double play would end the game. 0-1. Misses low and in on a slider. 1-1. Force outs everywhere with the bases juiced. Infield forced to play in for Salem. Two errors in the inning for the Sox. 1-1. Swing and a foul ball that deflects off of his own shin, and he tumbles to the dirt. That never feels good. He just literally runs in a circle here. I'm sure he'll get right back in there. It happens. He does not wear any shin or leg guard. Surprisingly, many do, especially at this level. Marcus Brown does not. And he heads back into the batter's box after taking a moment. Well, it'll be a gimpy run to first, I guess, if he can get a hold of one. He continues to walk this off. If I'm him, I'm taking as much time as they'll let me have. Sometimes you gotta let the crowd do the talking. Enter Sandman chiming through the air here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Bases loaded, 1-2 the count. One gone, bottom of the ninth. Red Sox lead it 7-2. The 1-2, swing and a foul ball. Softly lined towards the Red Sox dugout. And alive at 1-2 is the 0-for-3 Marcus Brown. On deck, Wilmer Perez, followed by Armando Cruz. The hits have not been there for the Fred Nats tonight. They have just four. 1-2 pitch. This hit him. Oh, it tags him right on the thigh. It brings in a run. Brown is mad, but he pumps up the crowd. It's 7-3. And the Fredericksburg Nationals have life. Tying run at the plate for the Fred Nats. I can't believe I'm saying it here in the bottom of the ninth. Yo-Yo Morales crosses home to score. Emiliani moves to third. Quintana to second. Brown is at first on a hit by pitch. Two errors in the inning. Wilmer Perez is in. Cody Scroggins has thrown 36 pitches. He came in with two gone in the eighth. Bases loaded. The first pitch. Taken downstairs and away on a ball out of the zone. 1-0. Perez struck out swinging in the third. Flew out to left in the fifth. He walked last time around in the eighth. He is the tying run. A grand slam would tie the game. It is 7-3, the Red Sox lead. Swung on, this is popped up. Foul territory, chasing it is Albert Feliz, and he makes the pinch right in front of the Red Sox dugout. That's out number two as John Frank Salazar pumps a fist at third base, saying, yes, one more. Let's get out of this thing. And this does not bring up a powerful bat, but a speed demon in the eight hole, Armando Cruz, the second baseman. Two gone, tying run at the plate, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth in Fredericksburg. Could not be a bigger spot for Armando Cruz. 0 for 3 today, all of which were ground outs to short. First pitch, he takes a ball low, 89 on a changeup, it's 1-0. Emiliani on third, Quintana on second, Brown on first. 1-0, check swing, pitch downstairs, taken again, ball two. 88 on a changeup. This crowd still very much so into it here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. A base hit would blow the roof off this joint. 2-0. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep left field. It is gone. Unbelievable. We are tied in the bottom of the ninth in Fredericksburg. Armando Cruz. Are you kidding me? Tying grand slam by Armando Cruz, and that'll be the day for Cody Scroggins. Unbelievable. The Red Sox went to the bottom of the ninth, leading this ball game 7-0. One of the wildest games you will ever see. Cody Scroggins was on a rehab assignment from AA Portland and completely gave away the game. Paez was unbelievable in his start. Johnny Felix was just as good. Scroggins just allowed 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth. There are 2 gone. The Frednats can still walk it off. Speechless. This place just lost its mind. Sometimes, how could you not be romantic about baseball? So Emiliani scored, Quintana scored, Marcus Brown scored, Armando Cruz, far from a power hitter. The second grand slam of the night for the two teams combined. John Frank Salazar had one for the Red Sox. And Armando Cruz delivers big time. So time for a new pitcher to warm up here for the Red Sox. It'll be Michael Valletta. Valletta was sent down after struggling early in the year. Had to play down in the FCL once again, brought back up a couple of weeks ago. The San Pedro de Macorís native looking to just get the Red Sox to a top of the 10th now. Jonathan Thomas, the first pitch. He looks at a ball downstairs, 1-0. JT singled to start this inning. They've now batted around to the nine hole. In JT, 1-0, called strike at the knees. On a fastball, it's 1-1. Valletta in his last outing, it was here in Fredericksburg. Went two innings on the first. Gave up a hit, three strikeouts. He deals, 1-1. Pitch misses high and in. The count, two balls and a strike. JT is 2-for-3 today with a pair of base hits. He has a stolen base as well. He scored the first run of this ninth inning for the Fred Nats. They've scored seven straight. We are tied 7-7, bottom of the ninth with two outs. Valletta deals, 2-1 on the way. Sky high foul ball, and it will escape into the seats back behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes now for Tuda, an absolute fan favorite here in Fredericksburg. We came into this game saying this is one of the most amped up, unbelievable minor league games of the season. Probably the most watched minor league game of the season for Dylan Cruz. Here's the 2-2. Misses high, full count. Dylan Cruz is 0-for-4. But this game is delivered in front of a sellout crowd. And for the few that have left, I'm sure they're kicking themselves for not sticking around. But who could have seen this coming? An unreal game. The payoff pitch. It's swung on. It's ripped. Diving grab by Salazar at third. There's no play. Jonathan Thomas with his second base hit in the ninth inning. Third of the day. Winning run on first for the Fred Nats. Unbelievable. And it brings up Andrew Pinckney. Folks, before this ball game, I was talking to the Fredericksburg National broadcasters, and I said, what if Dylan Cruz walks this thing off with a home run? He's 0-for-4 today. He's due up after Pinckney. Two gone, runner on first. Bottom of the ninth, the pitch. Pinckney looks at a strike on the inside corner. 92 on a fastball, nothing and one. Andrew Pinckney has been the bat for the Fred Nats this series. Came into the game 6-for-11, has a hit today. He's scored once. Four RBIs in the series. The 0-1. Runner goes from first. This is swung on. Ripped into center field. It's down in front of Garcia. It deflects away. Tuda rounds third. The throw home. It is in time, and they got him. Justin Sin Garcia threw him out at the plate. It would have won the game. Are you kidding me? The Red Sox avoid a fire, and we're going to extras. Justin Sin Garcia with the throw of the year. Unbelievable. What a night. What a game. What a crowd. Top of the 10th after this in Fredericksburg. Don't go anywhere, folks. Buckle up.
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We go to extras here in Fredericksburg. An unbelievable bottom of the ninth inning where the Fred Nats score seven runs to force a top of the 10th. The Red Sox led it 7-0, and the Fred Nats storm all the way back, and Armando Cruz game-tying grand slam in the bottom of the 9th. Andrew Pinckney almost won it on a line drive out to center field. Jonathan Thomas was thrown out at the plate by Justinson Garcia from center. Here's John Frank Salazar, homer the last two nights. First pitch, he takes downstairs. 86 on a slider, it's 1-0. Nights like this are what anybody that loves sports lives for. This is one of the best baseball games I have ever seen. 1-0 to Salazar. He waves and misses on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Count evens up at 1-1. Bubba Hall still on the hill for the Fred Nats in now his second inning of work. Top of the 10th, 7-7, the 1-1. Misses downstairs, 87 on a breaking ball, and the count two balls and a strike for John Frank Salazar. A triple shy of the cycle a night ago. A grand slam in the fourth tonight to put the Red Sox up big. He's walked as well. Unreal. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. 2-1. He takes high and in again. 3-1. Slider out of the zone. Just a different boost of confidence out of Salazar. The last couple of days, really starting to find his groove after struggling mightily in single A the first couple of weeks he was here. Runner on second is Luis Ravello for the Sox in extras. The 3-1. This is inside, ball four. Salazar hyping up his own dugout. And it's two base runners now for the Red Sox here in the top of 10. So Luis Ravello is on second, the automatic base runner. John Frank Salazar has walked, and we go to the 9 hole. And Albert Feliz, responsible for a home run in each of the last two series. Crushed one, 113 off the bat the other night here in Fredericksburg. The first pitch. He takes a pitch downstairs on a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Hit one foul tonight. That was 113 off the bat again. Went 420 feet, and it was just foul. It missed. He has two hits tonight and a walk. 2-for-3 with a walk. The 1-0 downstairs. 2-0. Another breaking ball. And why not throw the breaking ball to Big Al? This is the pitch that he struggles to hit so mightily. Can crush a fastball, but seriously struggles against a curveball, especially in this series so far. Hall glances to second, kicks and deals, 2-0 downstairs, 3-0. He might walk the bases loaded here. 23rd pitch he's thrown. Fifth pitcher of the night for the Fred Nats. You got to think maybe you take him out if he walks him here. And Big Al's thinking, you're about to throw me a fastball over the plate, aren't you? 3-0 on the way. Feliz takes a strike. And it was a fastball right over the middle. And that's just a situation where he probably had the red light, which is the right move in a 3-0 count like this. First and second, nobody out. Top of the 10th in Fredericksburg. An unbelievable night of baseball. 3-1 pitch. Downstairs, ball four. Bases loaded for the Red Sox. Breaking ball misses the zone. Ravello takes third. John Frank Salazar to second. And Albert Feliz is at first with back-to-back walks here in the top of the 10th for the Red Sox. And will they make a call to the bullpen? It will not be. Just a conversation during this mound visit. The infield does not converge. Just Brandon Lloyd, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals, trying to calm down his young right-handed pitcher in Bubba Hall. Hall 6'1", 212, has that tall stature, a 23-year-old out of Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Dawson, his true name, goes by the nickname Bubba. Played his college ball at Dallas Baptist after stops at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College in Southern Illinois. Top of the order for the Sox, Gilberto Jimenez. Base is loaded. The first pitch. Swing and a miss. Couldn't find a slider. Nothing in one. Jimenez, two hits tonight. 0-1 the count for the man on a rehab from Greenville. The 0-1 taken downstairs on a fastball. It's 1-1. Jimenez has been here for a week. Rehab stint all week long with the Red Sox here in Fredericksburg. No night better than tonight. 1-1. Taken downstairs again on a slider. It's two balls and a strike for Gilberto Jimenez. Ravello at third. Salazar at second. Big Al on first. Red Sox have a chance to do damage here in the top of the 10th. 7-7 game. The 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone. For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam. They take a four-run lead in the top of the 10th. This is the craziest baseball game that many of us have ever seen. 11-7, the Red Sox lead. Bedlam. Here in Fredericksburg, first pitch to Mikey Romero. He takes a fastball high and away. It's 1-0. Gilberto Jimenez with his third hit of the day. And he crushes a grand slam. The 1-0 taken high and in. 88, it's 2-0. I'm speechless, folks. I mean, this is some of the most fun baseball you will ever see. 2-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a tailing foul ball into the seats down the left field line, 2-1. Mikey tonight, a couple of well-hit balls that got to the outfield. One of them resulted in a sac fly. He does have a hit. It was in the sixth. The 2-1, he fouls one back to even up the count at 2-2. So the Red Sox went to the bottom of the ninth with a 7-0 lead. Fredericksburg stormed all the way back, scoring 7 runs, four of which came off an Armando Cruz grand slam to tie the game. Now the Red Sox hit one of their own. The 2-2 swung on, lifted foul. 2-2, Mikey will stay, and this is what he does best, elongating at-bats. And now the Red Sox, after a grand slam of their own here in the top of 10, lead at 11-7. 2-2, this is ripped out into center field, right to the center fielder. And for the first time tonight, Dylan Cruz makes a defensive play in center field. It took till the 10th inning till he saw some action. He pinches the leather for out number one. Three grand slams tonight. We have not seen a grand slam all season on these Red Sox broadcasts. Here's the first pitch to Cutter Coffee. Breaking ball, tails into the zone, nothing and one. We have not seen one all year. We've seen three tonight. The 0-1 to Coffee. It's swung on. This is chop. Charging ahead, Morales from third. He chucks it to first, and Emiliani makes the grab for out number two. So Romero flies out to center. Coffee sat down on a 5-3 ground out. Brings up the left fielder, Alexis Hernandez, batting cleanup for the Red Sox tonight. He has a hit. Came in the fourth. Every Red Sox has a hit except Luis Ravello. First pitch to Hernandez. He swings and he nubs one off the bottom of the bat. Morales scoops from third. He chucks it to first, and it ends the top of the 10th. Red Sox get four. Couldn't paint it up any better way. Dylan Cruz is due up to lead things off in the bottom of the 10th. 11-7 Red Sox. A grand slam from Jimenez. Unreal baseball. We go to the home half of the 10th after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The script is there. An unbelievable story tonight here in Fredericksburg at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. In front of a sellout crowd, we have seen one of the most masterful baseball games ever this season. Red Sox went into the bottom of the ninth, leading it 7-0. Then Fredericksburg responded, 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. A grand slam to tie the game by Armando Cruz. And here's this guy, the man everybody is here to see, Dylan Cruz. Number 2 overall draft pick, national champion out of LSU, digs in to lead off the bottom of the 10th. The Red Sox take an 11-7 lead in the top of the 10th with a Gilberto Jimenez grand slam. Can Cruz and the Fred Nats do it again? Unbelievable baseball game tonight. Wearing their Superman jerseys are the Fred Nats. Can their new Superman, the new face of the franchise, the guy they're looking to bring the Nationals back to World Series competition, can he deliver in the biggest moment of his young minor league career? Runner on second, the first pitch. It is taken downstairs, 86 on a slider, 1-0. Michael Valera on the hill for the Red Sox. He came in for Cody Scroggins. He got the final out. On second, it's Andrew Pinckney, fourth rounder out of Alabama. Cruz is 0-for-4, the 1-0. Called strike, 94 on a fastball that paints the inside corner. A beautiful pitch. It's 1-1. Cruz has flown out, hit into a double play, grounded out, and lined out tonight. Valera glances to second. Kicks and deals, 1-1 pitch. Fouled back, 1-2. Not the debut people were expecting out of Dylan Cruz. And he thought he would shell on the Red Sox. Maybe a homer, a couple of extra base hits. He's 0-for-4 instead. Pinckney with a large lead on second, 11-7 Sox lead it. Bottom of the 10th, 1-2 pitch. Cruz strikes out, he waves and misses on a low slider out of the zone, well out of the zone, and Michael Valera just struck out one of the biggest faces in baseball. Absolutely massive out for the Red Sox. Cruz drops to 0-for-5 in his debut. First strikeout for Valera. Here's Yo-Yo Morales, second rounder out of Miami. First pitch, misses low and in. 93 on a fastball, 1-0. And now we get a mound visit. Just Anderso Lira coming to have a word with Michael Valera. Probably just making sure that the signals are in there properly. Taps him on the back and retreats back to behind home plate. Two young studs for the Red Sox. Both of them 19 years old in Michael Valera and Anderso Lira. Pinckney still on second, one gone. Bottom of 10, 1-0 pitch. Swung on this one, lined right to Ravello. He gloves it at second, fires to first for the second out. Pinckney moves over to third. Two gone, and the Red Sox need one more out to win this thing. 11-7, Gilberto Jimenez's grand slam could not have come at a bigger time. Here's Leandro Emiliani, first baseman hitless today. 0-for-4, advanced once on an error. That was in the ninth. First pitch, he chops one foul into right field, and the count nothing and one. Pinckney on third, moved over there by Yo-Yo. On deck, it's the DH, Roysmar Quintana. 11-7, Sox lead, bottom of 10, the 0-1. Called a strike, nothing in two, and the Fred Nats are down to their final strike. 89 on a picture-perfect breaking ball. A changeup, if you will. Valera looking to win this in dramatic fashion. Kicks and deals, 0-2. Swing and a foul tip back to the backstop. 86 on a slider, just getting a piece is Emiliani, and it's nothing in two. Crowd a little quieter here in Fredericksburg, but an unbelievable bottom of the ninth. Valera deals, 0-2. Swing and a miss! He got him! Slider down low, out of the zone, and the Red Sox win it. Game of the year in Fredericksburg, 11-7, the final score. Cue up Dirty Water, the Red Sox win it. Unbelievable baseball game. 11 runs for the Red Sox. They did so on 14 hits. Fredericksburg, 7 runs on 7 hits. And Salem wins the absolute game of the year here in Fredericksburg. They had a 7-0 lead going into the bottom of the ninth. Fred Nats came all the way back, tied the ball game to force extras at 7 with an Armando Cruz grand slam. Red Sox responded with a grand slam of their own in the top of the 10th from Gilberto Jimenez, and the Red Sox win. Unbelievable ball game, unbelievable crowd. The stage couldn't have been bigger, and Dylan Cruz went 0-for-5 as the icing on the cake. Let's do it all again tomorrow. Let's do it all again tomorrow. 105 first pitch here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium tomorrow afternoon. But for tonight, the Red Sox can sleep tight. 11-7, the final score. They win their first game of this six-game set. And we'll see you tomorrow. Let's do it at 12:50 pregame here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 105 first pitch. For everybody back in Salem holding down the fort, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and goodnight from Fredericksburg. 11-7. The Red Sox win it.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.